worldwide live from WAMW AMFM.com. This special sports broadcast, sponsored in part by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalo, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, The End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman, Heller's Unlimited, and Boyd Grain in Washington. Now, let's go live to the field.
Week 6 has us on the road again, as Willie Nelson used to say. We are in Mount Carmel, Illinois at the Snake Pit as we get ready for Big 8 Conference action between the Washington Hatchets and the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. John Gear, alongside Eric Wilson, be bringing you all the action this evening. And Eric, the first thing that I want to bring up is the fact that there is no rain and or, more importantly, lightning in the forecast tonight.
Well, we can be all thankful for that because the last 2 weeks we have been having a couple of difficulties with the weather. But there is not a cloud in the sky. The sun is just peeking over the stadium here at the Snake Pit. It's a wonderful night for football.
Absolutely. I want to take a second to thank our pregame sponsors, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones Investment Advisor, and Purdue Farms in Washington. And for those of you tuning in, first off, thank you for tuning in tonight. And if you've never been to Mount Carmel, it is a very, very unique stadium. There is a large hill across the way on the home side, and it basically is just a set of stairs and concrete bleachers that go straight up this hill. I got to imagine that being a player here and having to run those stairs would be really difficult.
It would be pretty difficult. I'd say there's probably over 100 stairs, and I would hate to run those as a player, but hey, you know, maybe that's why Mount Carmel has good teams year after year, making those players as conditioned as they are running those stairs.
Absolutely. And while we're on the subject, Mount Carmel coming into this game is 4-0, atop the standings in the Big 8 Conference thus far. And it's been kind of surprising, really, because I know early on as the season was getting ready to start, I know they had lost some players. I think their quarterback had decided not to play this year, so they kind of had to revamp the lineup. And obviously, you can't really tell because they are off to a great start thus far.
Yeah, and, you know, for Coach Peach, I'm sure this is exactly, he couldn't have scripted it any better. Last year, Mount Carmel just had such a difficult season. It was the first time they didn't reach the Illinois State playoffs, which is a little bit different than Indiana. You have to have a certain amount of win-loss record to make the playoffs. They didn't get in for the first time in 10 years, so it was very difficult for them. But they've bounced back. They've won all four of their games this year, and they've won all four pretty by large margins, except for last week. They ran into a pretty good, breezy, modern-day team here in the state of Illinois. So it'll be interesting to see both these two teams coming off wins tonight.
And, you know, before I moved back home to Washington, I lived in Mount Carmel for about 3 years, and I can tell you that this town, as we see the bleachers start to fill up here, this town pretty much shuts down on a Friday night, and everybody comes out to support the team. And it's the kind of culture and the kind of program that I know Coach Durnell is striving towards and is building towards at this point. And, you know, it's just good to see so many fans and people involved in high school football. And I know as Coach Durnell goes along, we're going to be able to match that at some point down the road. But it's a great atmosphere for football. This field is in pristine condition. It's probably the nicest field we've seen thus far.
I'd say probably so. I think Princeton had a really good, solid field. But, again, nothing to take away from the Washington turf. But, like I said, you know, Mount Carmel, you know, these people live and die by football, so they keep their field conditions great. And just like you said, they pretty well turn off the lights in their homes, and they all head down to the football game on a Friday night. That's something that we haven't seen in Washington. And I think, just like you said, I think with Jake Durnell at the helm trying to build the program up, I think that's where he wants to take it. And I think that's his next step.
Absolutely. And one thing, you know, obviously both teams coming off a win, as you mentioned earlier, the Hatchets coming off a huge road win against the Mount Vernon Wildcats last weekend, the first road, the first Big Eight win in 5 years. So a lot of momentum coming into this game, and for them, and this is probably going to be the toughest test so far this season for the Hatchets.
It probably is, and, you know, we really thought it was Princeton, but just not too long ago, this Mount Carmel team beat Princeton 44-13. Like I said, they've really breezed past all their opponents except for playing a really solid, breezy modern day team last week. Their offense has been clicking with, obviously, Trevor Kinnard, who's obviously one of the top rushers, not just on this football team, but in Mount Carmel football history, which really says a lot because of the history here at Mount Carmel. So their offense is going to be really tough to stop tonight. It's going to be a challenge, but Jake Durnell and Marcus Thorne and the Hatchet coordinators have really devised a plan, and they think it might be something that can go up against this Mount Carmel team.
One thing I want to mention real quick is over here in Illinois, they do the coin toss rather early, and Coach Durnell switching it up a little bit this week. The Hatchets actually won the toss and have actually elected to receive, which I think is a good strategy on his part, because, you know, he's going to have to take some chances with the play calls and going to have to do some different things because, like I said, this Mount Carmel team is very good, very well-rounded, and the Hatchets are going to have to play their best football of the season to pull off a road win here. So, you know, Coach Durnell kind of switching up a little bit, and I think it's going to be exciting to see what he has in store tonight.
I think it will be, I think it really will be interesting. You know, just like I said, it is the toughest contest, but I think it's important for these kids to not be overwhelmed, not come into the stadium thinking, oh my gosh, look at how big those stairs are and look how many people are here, because they really never see, I mean, most of these kids have never been to Mount Carmel. They've never seen a game on a Friday night where there's this many people here, and it's a huge, huge event. But I think it's important that they get off to a fast start and just not be overwhelmed by the moment. I mean, this is the biggest game we've played in this season.
Yeah, and pulling off a road win here would absolutely change the whole trajectory of the season, I think, and send them into the heart of the Big Eight, you know, against the Vincennes and Jaspers, you know, on a huge note. So big game tonight, and I know it's going to be interesting to watch and see what happens. So as we get ready to, as the band is getting ready to come on the field for the national anthem, I had a chance to catch up with Coach Jake Durnell earlier this evening to talk to him and get his thoughts on tonight's game. So let's take a listen and see what he had to say. All right, Coach, coming off of a great win on the road, first Big Eight Conference win in 5 years last week, and tonight we are over here in Mount Carmel, Illinois at the Snake Pit, and against facing what may be the toughest test of the year so far against the 4-0 Mount Carmel Golden Aces.
Yeah, the Mount Carmel presents a lot of challenges. They're a really good football team, a good football program. They've been good ever since they came over to the Big Eight. So we're looking forward to the challenge, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a good test for the team tonight. And I know you've watched film on Mount Carmel, and what are some of the things that stood out to you when you got a chance to take a look at that?
Fast, and more fast. You know, every position they have, they bring speed to the table. So that's what we've been preaching this week, is we have to play just as fast as Mount Carmel. We cannot, we tend to come out a little sluggish to start the games, and we cannot do that against a very good team like Mount Carmel. But they have speed at every position. Number 20, Kennard, I'm not for sure how you pronounce his last name. He is a ball of lightning running the ball. He's hard to tackle. He's hard to get a hold of. Low center of gravity. The quarterback too. The coach's son Peach. He's quick as lightning also. So they run a zone read, and they do it really well. So we're gonna have to come out and make sure we fill our gaps, be disciplined on defense, and really tackle.
And, you know, last week I thought the defense played their best game of the year, and so obviously they're going to need to bring that and then some tonight to stop this Mount Carmel offense.
Yeah, we really focused this week on, you know, their looks and some of their schemes that they try to run. So Coach Thorne's drawn up some counters to what they like to run. And you know, we'll come out and give it our best shot. We're, you know, changing some things up on defense to give them a little different look too. So, you know, we'll go out there and play hard and see where the chips fall.
And I think the best news of all of this going into tonight is there isn't really a chance of rain or any danger of having a lightning delay.
Yeah, that's nice to hear, but it's been hot this week. I'm ready for some fall weather, some football weather, but, you know, it's hot in Mount Carmel, too. That's what we've been telling the kids all week. So, you know, we try to stay well hydrated. We got some sickness kind of going through the team, but we're not going to use that as an excuse. We're going to come out tonight and play as hard as we can.
Sounds great, Coach. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me before the game, and good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you after the game. We will be back with more of the pregame show right after this quick break. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
One day they're playing grown-up. The next day they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. We can help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalo. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office at 310 Southeast 21st Street, Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at Purdue.com or call 257-3000.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear alongside Eric Wilson back here at the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel, Illinois for the pregame show brought to you by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investment advisor, and Purdue Farms in Washington. And Eric, as the Mount Carmel Golden Aces take the field, and as the Hatchets are coming onto the field, it's going to be an interesting start, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, in case you hadn't tuned in yet. Washington won the toss and have elected to receive to start this game on offense. So Coach Durnell switching things up a little bit, and I expect to see some new things and some new wrinkles tonight as they try to shut down this prolific Mount Carmel offense.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, you know, and I'm interested to find out. I think this is a huge, real big test for Washington. Haven't really faced a team at the caliber since really Princeton. And, you know, you hate bringing it up. We've got three great wins, not to mention, but all three wins have come against teams that haven't won a game yet. Now you're going up against a team that's undefeated. So it's a huge challenge. But I think this Hatchet team is up for it. They're confident. They've won two games in a row. That's something we have not done in a long time. So there is confidence in this team. You know, we came off winning our first Big Eight game in 5 years. So I think there's a lot of confidence with this team. They're going to need to play some confidence if they want to stay close tonight.
Yeah, and the thing is, you look at this Mount Carmel team, obviously, they have you know, the program speaks for itself. They're 4-0 so far. But if you look at the team size-wise, they're not that big. We match up really well size-wise against them. I know that Coach Peach has them coached up really well. They're fundamentally sound. They're going to do everything they need to do, and they have a high football IQ. But if we just kind of not try to play outside of ourselves and just play the game that we can play, we have the weapons that we can compete and come down here and steal a victory tonight.
Yeah, I think so. There's going to have to be a lot of keys. Number one, I think it's crucial to not just win the you know, the field position like we've been winning these last couple games. I think it's important that we don't turn the ball over and we don't beat ourselves with penalties. I think we've done a good job of that the last couple weeks, which is I think is why we've had some pretty big wins over North Davies and Mount Vernon. I think another thing is going to be is, you know, our defense needs to get off the field. We got to find a way to slow down number 20, Trevor Kennard. And then, you know, we got to try and get them in third and long and force their quarterback, who's not a known passer, to force them to throw the football. I think if we can do some of those things at least decently well, like I said, I think we've got the capabilities and the makeup of this team to stay very close in this football game.
Right, and as we come into the prescription shop, prescription for success, one of the biggest things tonight is I think if we can keep the Mount Carmel Golden Aces under 30 points, this may sound silly, obviously, but they've scored in the 40s pretty much every game so far, except for the last game against Breeze, which they only scored 27. But I think that may have been lightning shortened. But if we can keep them to 27, 28 points, then we can compete because we have the offensive weapons to score. And as we saw last week, the defense came up huge with some big turnovers. That and especially if we can get a defensive touchdown tonight, we'll be right in this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been impressed with this Hatchet defense the last 2 weeks. You know, who says our defense can't come out here and get some stops? We've only given up 7 points the last 2 games. So, you know, I think we've got a very capable defense. Daniel Devine, Wes Edwards has been making plays, and so has Austin Moody, Marcus Thorne, Isaac Whitehead, and Gunnar Williams have just controlled the line of scrimmage. They need to do that again tonight, but Hatchets get the ball first. It's tough to judge this so early in the game, but we really need to score a touchdown here to open this game up with some confidence. And maybe, like I said, a touchdown here, that opens things up, and who knows what can go from there.
Yeah, definitely need to get off to a quick start as we get ready for the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff here. That's the thing. Washington and Mount Carmel are pretty much even, averaging 7 points in the first quarter. So Washington needs to capitalize on that early and set the tone for how this game's going to go. So, and obviously with homecoming here, Mount Carmel's big rival in the Big Eight, Jasper, next week, this could be a little bit of a trap game for them. So as the ball is set down, we are just about ready to go here with the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. The officials are set. Both teams are lined up. There's the whistle, and we're getting ready for some high school football under the lights. No better place to be than right here tonight. There's the kick, short kick. Going to be fielded by Moody on the run. Moody comes up through, breaks a tackle, is going to be stopped at about the 23-yard line. So Washington will take over on their own 23-yard line as Austin Moody has a return of about 10 yards on the play. Let's see what Coach Durnell has in store here. And the thing, you know, we can run the ball, we can throw the ball, we can do a little bit of everything on offense. We just need the guys up front to give the skilled players time to do their thing. Hatchets will be moving left to right on the radio dial as we get started here in the first quarter. Mejias in the shotgun. Spread formation. Jaden Pinley in motion. Mejias rolls out to pass, throws it. Pass is complete to Pinley for a short gain. A gain of about 3 on the play. It's going to be about 2nd and 7 for Washington. I think it's also key to get Jose in the groove early and get him to complete some of these short passes just to give him a little more confidence that he can pick apart this Mount Carmel defense, because he's shown so far this year that he's done a good job reading defenses and hasn't really made that many mistakes. So let's see what Coach Durnell has dialed up here for the 2nd and 7. The play clock is winding down. Mejias takes a snap. He's going to keep it up the middle. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage, so it's going to bring up a 3rd and 7 for Washington. Tackle on the play by Mount Carmel's number 4, Jackson Marcotte, who's about 6'7".
Well, I remember seeing him as a freshman 2 years ago play basketball. For a kid that's that size, he's not a bad athlete.
Not at all. Washington come to the line, trips to the near side. Mejias back to pass, screen pass to Moody. Moody heads to the outside, is going to be stuffed behind the line of scrimmage, which is going to bring up a 4th and long here for Washington. So not necessarily the offensive start that Coach Durnell had in mind, but we got a long way to go here as we have 10-17 and counting left to go here in the first quarter.
Well, I think so. And the big problem was Mount Vernon was bringing heavy blitz coverage that entire three plays, and Austin Moody just had nowhere to go that time. He was swarmed within 2 seconds by four Mount Carmel defenders.
Moody with the punt, fielded at about the 41-yard line. Wes Edwards there with the tackle. Nice job by Wes Edwards, not allowing the Mount Carmel punt returner to get even a yard on the play. So great job by Washington there in their punt coverage to keep a long run coming back. So Mount Carmel will start at their own 43-yard line. So obviously we're going to watch Trevor Kennard in action here, who coming into this game is fifth in the state of Illinois in rushing so far this season and has eclipsed, I think, pretty much all of the Mount Carmel rushing records. So he's had a brilliant career here, and we'll see what they have in store as Peach is in the shotgun. Kennard behind him. Hand off to Kennard up the middle. Kennard with a nice, about 6-yard run on the play.
You know, coming into this game, he's almost eclipsed 750 yards rushing through four games. He's averaged 9.5 yards per carry. He's dangerous, and anytime he has the football in his hands, you got to be aware of where he's at.
Second and 3 for Mount Carmel. Peach in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Fakes the handoff to Kennard. He rolls, throws it. Wide open is Marcotte. Marcotte is brought down by Austin Moody on the far side for a pickup of about 6 on the play, which is going to be good enough for a Mount Carmel first down as they get the ball into Hatchet territory. And that's one thing we talked about a little bit in the pregame is Peach hasn't, I think he's only had 25 passing attempts all season. So definitely have to keep that in mind. But obviously I know the Hatchet defense is going to be keying on number 20, Trevor Kennard. Peach in the shotgun, takes a snap, rolls, is looking, throws it to nobody. Pass incomplete. The closest player to that was Marcus Thorne. So nice job there by the Hatchets to bring up a 2nd and 10 for Mount Carmel. It's going to be interesting to see how this, and the defense has a little new wrinkle in it, too. We got more players in the box this week, obviously, to try to stop Kennard. So we'll see how that pans out as the game goes on.
Yeah, Hatchets with about 8 players in the box.
Hand off to Kennard. Kennard cuts it outside. Is going to be tackled by Austin Moody. Inbounds. Going to be a gain of about 7 on the play, it looks like. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and short here for Mount Carmel with 8:48 left to go here in the first quarter. Mount Carmel comes up to the line. Peach in the shotgun, flanked by Kennard. Takes a snap. Hands off to Kennard. Kennard cuts back across the field. Fumbles the ball. Washington has it. Great job by the Hatchet defense to cause a turnover. Trevor Kennard fumbled the ball. And number 75, Jeffrey Byler, comes up with it for Washington. Huge break for the Hatchets here in the first quarter.
Kennard was kind of juking around, ran into a wall of Hatchet defenders, and the next thing he knows, the ball comes squirming right out, popped up about 1 foot in the air, and next thing you know, 2 Hatchets fall in the football. Great job of getting the turnover, not letting that Mount Carmel drive really hesitate them, and now we've got the football back when we really needed it.
Mahias in the shotgun, takes a snap, hands off to Moody. Moody to the outside. He's got a little bit of room. Breaks a tackle. Going to be knocked out of bounds after a gain of about 5 on the play. So nice job there by Austin Moody to get some positive yardage on first down. So we'll be looking at a 2nd and 5 here with 8:19 left to go in the first quarter. Washington has the ball on their own 33-yard line. And that's one thing, too, that, you know, Austin's going to have to be able to cut outside and be able to cut it back inside because these ends and DBs for Mount Carmel are definitely fast. 2nd and 5, Mahias in the shotgun. Marcus Thorne in motion. Hand off to Marcus. Marcus around the end is hit hard by Dax Peach for no gain on the play. So Washington trying to get the ball to Thorne as he goes in motion and just couldn't get around the corner, so it's going to bring up a 3rd and 7. Looks like he lost a couple yards on that play, so 3rd and 7 coming up here for Washington.
Yeah, that was a jet sweep to the left, Marcus Thorne, once again, it's been the same story we've seen so far. These hatchet runners are trying to get to the outside, but Mount Carmel just, they're in there in no time flat.
Hatchet's in the spread formation. Mejia's in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Back to pass. Pressure. And it's going to be sacked. And like you said earlier, Mount Carmel is bringing the house almost on that play, forcing Mejia's to hurry up and make a decision, and that time he just couldn't get free long enough to find an open receiver, so it's going to bring up a fourth down here for Washington. Moody into punt. Austin Rager back at the Mount Carmel 45 to receive. Moody puts the boot to it. Nice kick. Rager fields the ball. Wes Edwards, again, is right there to bring him down. Wes Edwards has done, on both punts tonight, Wes Edwards has done an outstanding job of stopping Austin Rager for no gain. So Mount Carmel will take over on their own 42-yard line this time. We'll see if we can cause another turnover or get a stop here, because it's kind of what happened last week. The defense played really well, but they stayed on the field way too long. And, you know, just got to be able to get off the field a little bit more. They're going to take a quick water break here, it looks like. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family. Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then four options to press one and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy, the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin. Big news from the Kingpin Bowling Center in Washington. Join them every Sunday for Sunday Fun Day during the football season at the bowling alley. Watch the games on the TVs and grab your favorite drink from Booze Lounge. Order up the Kingpin Bowling Center's famous pizza and wings. The snack bar also includes great sandwiches like the breaded tenderloin, Strom, hot ham and cheese, and much more. The Kingpin Bowling Center opens at noon for the big games each Sunday. Don't miss Sunday Fun Day at the Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear alongside Eric Wilson back here live at the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel, Illinois. Just coming out of that timeout, Mount Carmel ran a play, handoff to Kennard up the middle for a short gain of three. So Mount Carmel is going to have the ball on their own 45-yard line facing a second and seven.
And these are the kind of situations you want to keep them in. You know, just short little plays. You don't want them getting chunk after chunk of 8 or 9 yards.
Peach in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Throws it. Caught by Marcotte. Marcotte had to basically catch that thing off the turf. And it's going to be right at the stick. So let's see where they spot it and what they decide to do here. It looks like they have enough for the first down, but we'll wait to get the official. And it is a first down for Mount Carmel as they eke into Hatchet territory on the Hatchet 48-yard line. So far, Peach hasn't looked too bad throwing the football, so see if we can adjust to that as time goes on. Peach takes a snap. Going to keep it himself up the middle. Wide open running lane. He's still on his feet. Austin Moody is the only guy that can catch him. Takes him out of bounds at the Washington 12-yard line. So Peach faked a handoff to Kennard around the outside, kept it up the middle with all kinds of running room to get the ball down to the Washington 12-yard line.
You've got to be ready for that. Peach has been known to run this season. He's got over 500 yards rushing through four games. He's a dual-threat quarterback, not much of a thrower, like we said, coming in, although he has surprised us with a couple throws. He's really made a smart decision that time on the ground.
Yeah, just, you know, they run a pretty simple zone read offense, and he made the right read that time and was able to get about a 30-yard gain on that run. So,
you know, he's built like an option quarterback. He's only 5'8", 160, kind of like your prototypical Doug Flutie-type stature in the pocket. Normally you don't see quarterbacks with that much size, but like I said, with high school football, you could probably throw a 4'11 kid out there and probably, you know, he might be a quarterback. You just never know.
Peach is going to keep it around the outside. Stop for a short gain. Austin Fox on the tackle, along with freshman Dalton Irvin, who just checked into the game, as we have 5:52 left to go here in the first quarter. Going to bring up a second and eight here for Mount Carmel.
it's very imperative we don't give them a touchdown. We did a great job in the red zone last week against Mount Vernon. We need to come up with that kind of performance this week against Mount Carmel. You really don't want to give them an early lead in the first quarter here on their home turf. It's not like Mount Vernon.
Mount Carmel from the 10-yard line. Second and eight. Peach hands off to Kennard. Kennard up the middle. And going to be stopped just short of the goal line. Look like they're going to mark him down at about the 1-yard line. So had a lot of room to run up the middle that time and was tripped up there before he could make it into the end zone. So it's going to be a first and goal from the 1 for Mount Carmel. Peach in the shotgun still. Takes the snap. Hands off to Kennard. And Kennard plows through for the touchdown. Trevor Kennard with the 1-yard touchdown run. With 5:08 left to go in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it is 6-0 Mount Carmel as they get ready to attempt the extra point.
Yeah, that was just really a good overall drive by Mount Carmel. Really kept it on the ground, only threw one pass. But overall, just a really solid play that really opened up with a huge 34-yard from quarterback Dak Peach.
I don't know if we've got an equipment issue. We've got a Mount Carmel substitution here before we get set to see the Wyatt Hargrave, extra point attempt. All right, looks like we got that situated. Everybody set, ready to go here. Hargrave lined up. Marcotte with the hold, and the kick is good. So 5:08. Left to go in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Mount Carmel 7, Washington 0. So I know the Hatchet defense and Coach Marcus Thorne saw a few things there that they'll be able to make some adjustments on and hopefully kind of clog up the middle. Because at this point, really, I would have expected Kennard to try to run a lot to the outside, but we've been able to kind of stymie that a little bit, a lot of that. Has to do with Austin Moody and Wes Edwards and Marcus Thorne and their speed. But so far they've been able to run it up the middle on that last drive especially. So,
yeah, really Mount Carmel's offensive line has really dominated the line of scrimmage so far in this game, really on both sides of the ball. Hatchets just need to take a deep breath, and there's still plenty of time in this football game. We're only down one touchdown, boys. It's all right. Let's get this one back.
Yeah, it would definitely be nice to see a scoring drive here from the Hatchets as Hargrave sets the ball down and gets ready to kick off here at the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. Everybody set and ready to go. Hargrave puts the boots to it, kicks it right to Austin Moody. Moody fumbles the ball, picks it back up. He's got plenty of room to run. He's got wide open space. He's off to the races, folks. He's got one guy to beat at this point. Moody stumbles out of bounds at the Mount Carmel 25-yard line. Great run by Austin Moody to get the Hatchets on the Mount Carmel side of the field for the first time this game, and couldn't have asked for a better kick return by Austin Moody.
Well, he bobbled it for a second, and just like any normal high school player, probably would have had no crap moment and probably just would have fell on the football. But Austin was able to be quick on his feet, pick up the football, and then he was able to pick his head up and just be aware of where every Mount Carmel football player was. He was able to dodge a couple tackles, and here the Hatchets are. Great field position at the Mount Carmel 25.
Mejias in the shotgun. Whitehead and Penley in the backfield. Penley takes the handoff up the middle. Gain of about 3 for Jaden Penley, as they are on the Mount Carmel 22-yard line right now. So, yeah, but now it's even more important that Washington turns this into points, because Moody had such a great return. You don't want to leave points on the field when you're this close to the end zone. So.
Oh, absolutely not. And, you know, like I said, that was a huge run by Austin Moody. Now it's important for the offense to capitalize here. Well, now we got a 2nd and 7 ball at the 22.
Two receivers to the near side. Mejias takes a snap. Hands off to Penley again. Penley is just stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to run. Going to bring up a 3rd and 7 here with 4:13 left to go in the first quarter. So, and you got to imagine at this point, this is 4-down territory for Washington. Hatchet Football is brought to you in part by A&R Home Center in Washington, more than just a hardware store. In Goodwin Funeral Home, our family always puts your family first. 3rd and 7 for Washington at the Mount Carmel 22-yard line. Mejia's in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Fakes a handoff. Rolls out. He's got room to run. He's going to pick up a few yards on the play to bring up about a 4th and 4, let's call it, as we are approaching 3:30 left to go here in the first quarter. So,
but that was a great job by Jose. You know, it kind of looked like one of them quarterback option where he could have possibly passed that. Only Wes Edwards was the only one that was downfield for the Hatchets. But great job by Jose to keep it and get positive yards out of it. He got 4, maybe even 5 out of that play.
Moody on to attempt a field goal here for Washington. Penley, the holder, sets it down. Moody kicks it. It is tipped.
Yeah, that one was definitely blocked. So I think Marcotte got a hand on it, and that size, 6'7", anytime you got a punt or kick blocker, that kind of size, it's going to be difficult to kick over.
So Washington not able to do anything offensively after that long kickoff return by Moody. Mount Carmel will take over at their own 20-yard line with 3:07 left to go here in the first quarter. So I think the Hatchets just need to kind of just take a deep breath and just relax and not get too bent out of shape so far, because this game is far from over and they're right in this thing. And another defensive stop here, and you know, I think we're going to be able to move the ball here moving forward. So Peach keeps the ball up the middle. It's going to have a gain of about 2 on the play. Brought down by Jeffrey Byler. So looking at a 2nd and 7 here for Mount Carmel. Definitely need a stop here. Mount Carmel comes out in a trips formation to the near side. Peach in the shotgun. Peach rolls out the pass. He's got pressure. Throws it. It's picked off by Marcus Thorne. Marcus Thorne with the interception. He's still on his feet. He is down to the Mount Carmel 10-yard line. And just as we talked about it, Marcus Thorne comes up with a huge interception to get the Hatchets at the 10-yard line and hopefully tie this thing up, Eric.
Well, you know, that was a great read by Marcus Thorne in and out of the hands of Wyatt Hargrave. You know, Dax Peach has only thrown 1 interception through 4 games, but that was a little bit of an unlucky bounce off Hargrave. But great job by Marcus Thorne to be there. Now it's a 1st and goal at the 9-yard line. There is no doubt in my mind, 100% Hatchets have to punch it in here. No field goals.
And Washington's going to go to the I formation with powerhouse Gunnar Williams at fullback, Moody at tailback, Mejias under center, takes a snap, hands off to Moody. Moody cuts it back. And it just runs into a whole gaggle of Mount Carmel Golden Aces.
Yeah, anytime, you know, Mount Carmel's really stacking the box with about 7 or 8 blitzers. They're coming, you know, and pretty much it's basically, you know, your basic nickel defense. They're coming, and, you know, Washington's just got to be prepared for it. You know, Austin, you know, the offensive line's got to keep holding. Austin Moody just had nowhere to run there and lost 2 yards.
2nd and 11. In the Mount Carmel 11-yard line. 1:47 left to go here in the first quarter. Mejias back to pass. Mejias with pressure. He's rolling. Still on his feet.
He needs to get rid of the ball. Oh, my goodness.
Jose Mejias tried to make something happen and ended up getting sacked. It's going to be a loss of about 19 on the play as that pushes him back to the Mount Carmel almost 30-yard line. So,
you know, even if I think that's a situation where Jose's got to be aware, you know, if we don't get this, you know, 2nd down, just throw it away. He was still able to make a play, but I think he was too concerned. Once he got back on his feet, he was too concerned with trying to still make a play. Just throw the football out of bounds, get back on 3rd down. The Hatchets were in field goal position, and now just like that, the snap of a finger, 1 play, and now the Hatchets are out.
Hatchets come to the line in spread formation. Mejias in the shotgun. Mejias takes a snap. He's got pressure. Steps up. Throws it up in the air. Marcus Thorne catches the ball. Marcus Thorne down to the 2-yard line. Great job by Marcus Thorne. That ball was a little, let's just say, it was looked like it was going to bring rain down with it. It was so high in the air. Marcus Thorne went up, made a great catch to get it down to the Mount Carmel 2 yard line. So it's
that was the highest wobbling pass I think I've ever seen. But the fact that it got 29 yards out of it, hey, if that's the kind of play we can have almost every time, I'll take that. And now this really sets up, you know, Jake Durnell looks like he might call timeout here. It's a fourth down and one at the 1 yard line. You have to think the Hatchets are going to go for it. So we'll see.
And that, Coach Durnell's just going to let the time run out here in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Mount Carmel 7, Washington 0, as they are threatening, as they have a fourth and one coming up. We're going to take a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football and Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
And the Washington Chrysler Award goes to the 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. Best highway fuel economy in its class with 28 highway MPG. Quietest vehicle in its class. The most technologically advanced vehicle in its class. Starting at $27,975, you could improve the value of your neighborhood by having this award-winning vehicle in your driveway. The 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. It's not your mom's minivan at the Washington Chrysler Center.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere, Eric Wilson, back here at the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel as Washington has a fourth and one on the 1 yard line as we get ready to start the second quarter. Hatchets moving right to left on the radio dial. Mejias in the shotgun. Takes a snap, rolls out. He's got pressure, throws it. Incomplete.
Well, that was good defense by Mount Carmel. I really thought that they were going to plug the holes with 11 men stacking the box on goal line defense, but they went with a little bit of a cover one, and that really helped the deal. The Hatchets tried with a fake run, and Jose ran to the outside, had good protection just long enough to get rid of it, but unable to haul it in. And the good thing is, even though we didn't get a touchdown out of it, Mount Carmel is sitting right on their goal line. So, hey, maybe here's an opportunity to get some points. Obviously, we'll be interested to see.
Yeah, the ball just a little too low for Penley to come down with. And Hatchet's back on defense as Mount Carmel takes over on their own 1 yard line. Peach, short gain on the play of maybe one. So nice job by Washington. And you know, obviously, Washington has continued to get good field possession on a couple of with an interception and a kickoff return. So now the defense has got to come up here with a stop, and let's see if the third time's a charm for Washington to hopefully get the ball and actually put it in the end zone with 11:29 and counting to go here in the second quarter. Mount Carmel up to the line. Peach in the shotgun. Peach takes a high snap and is brought down by Austin Moody. Great job by Austin Moody to stop him for no gain on the play. That's going to bring up a third and long here for Mount Carmel. So great job by Austin Moody coming up and filling the gap and not letting Peach get turned downhill and have any room to run.
You know, there is some growing confidence in this Hatchet defense. We saw that last week against Mount Vernon, where outside of a couple big runs, we were really able to plug up the holes on defense in the running game and really couldn't let Mount Vernon, spread the ball out like they wanted to. And it looks like right now, so far on this drive, the Hatchets are doing exactly what they want.
Peach is going to keep it. No, he's going to hand it off to Rager. Rager is... safety! Great job by the Hatchet defense to bring Austin Rager down in the end zone for a safety. Albeit it's just 2 points, but that's a huge momentum swing for the Washington Hatchets.
Yeah, and just like I said, here's an opportunity with Mount Carmel stuck on their own goal line. I didn't say this, but I thought this, you know, let's just put 11 guys in the box and let's just force them to try and run it out of their own end zone. Great job by the Hatchet defense. Great play call from Coach Durnell and head coach Marcus Thorne. And now it looks like they're calling the safety back, I think.
Well, we are in Mount Carmel, and if we leave it up to the officials, we not come out on top.
Well, the officiating here in Illinois is just a little bit different than here in Indiana. So immediately I thought they and what's funny is the official on that was coming from the end zone immediately called safety. But then the head referee backed off, and now he's backing off Coach Durnell.
Coach Durnell is livid, as he should be.
And I don't blame him. I thought that was a clear safety. Rager looked like he was racked up in the end zone. Obviously, I don't have the clearest view from here. But you got to just take it on the chin. If you're Washington, it's a fourth down, and Mount Carmel's punting out of their own end zone. So
Hargrave in the back of the end zone ready to punt as Moody is back deep to receive it. But that's just absolute. I don't want to make the officials a point of reference in this game, but that was absolutely terrible.
Well, you can't look at it, and I'm hoping these kids don't look at it like this as the officiating be a call. I remember coming up here my eighth grade year in 2010 when the Hatchets had an unbelievable football team, and one bad call really set the tone for the rest of the game. Do not let it be the deciding factor.
Moody going to field the punt. Actually, he's going to let it go. Smart decision by Austin Moody. And we got flags on the play, so let's see what happens, and hopefully this will bring Washington a little closer to the...
Well, there's a Hatchet helmet. That was Jeffrey Byler, number 75. His helmet looked like thrown down. I'm not sure who did that, but it'll be interesting as the officiating looks like they're huddling up and getting ready to make a decision on this one. Certainly, if a Mount Carmel player ripped it off, you have to believe this is an unsportsmanlike penalty, but we'll see.
Yeah, the referees are huddled up on the Mount Carmel 40-yard line, trying to figure out what we're doing here. So, and like you said, these young men, it's going to be
on the Hatchets. And, you know, the big thing is right now for this Washington football team is we just cannot let that one referee call dictate this football game, and we've already seen frustration out of the gate from it. You got to stay calm. It's a 7-0 football game. You still have the ball in good field, solid field position, almost at midfield. Don't ruin it, and don't do something crazy, giving Mount Carmel a big opportunity here.
Yeah, Washington's definitely got to use that as motivation and come out here, turn negatives into positives here, and just march us ball down the field as they're going to start off on their own 46-yard line. So we've got the chain set. Washington going to be coming up here in a spread formation with Mejias in the shotgun as we get started. First and 10 for Washington. Penley in motion. Mejias, the option to Moody. Moody's going to throw the ball. Moody with almost threw an interception. He was looking for Marcus Thorne and just about picked off by Zach Whitler of Mount Carmel. So,
you know, Whitler's a really good defensive back for Mount Carmel. He's got 26 tackles on the season as well as an interception and a fumble recovery. He is a dangerous, dangerous man. And I like the play call from Jake Durnell. It was a solid throw. It was a dart. But the problem was Austin Moody was thrown to two players in maroon and gold.
Second and 10 for Washington. Mejias, option to Moody. Moody going to run it this time. Breaks to the outside, is drugged down by number 44 of Mount Carmel, Samson Margolin, which I probably screwed that name up royally, but...
No, that is correct. Margolin is his last name. But I remember, I watched the Georgia Tech-Clemson football game last night, and I'm seeing the same thing that I saw in this game. Georgia Tech kind of playing the part of Washington, trying these different option plays, trying to get their running game going, trying to get something to the outside. They just haven't gotten anything, and I think that was the big part in why Clemson won that game last night. So very important for Washington to try and mix up this play
Mejias,
call.
Mejias, back to pass. He's got pressure. He spins away, finally gets rid of it. Incomplete pass intended for Marcus Thorne. So that's going to bring up a fourth down and 13 here with 9:34 left to go in the second quarter. And you can definitely see the frustration in the Hatchets right now. And as we've talked about, just got to let it go and try to turn a negative into a positive here and get something going. Because up to this point, they've played a good football game.
We really have. And I mean, I've been really impressed with the defense on their last two stops. Austin Moody with a huge kickoff return. We've had some really good plays. Just so far, we haven't had the things go our way.
Moody is for it. He's going to go for it. He throws it. Knocked away by Marcus Thorne. And the Hatchet sideline has just absolutely come unglued because there was contact before the ball got there.
Somehow
they just didn't see it.
Yeah, he got hit. Marcus Thorne got hit right before the ball reached him. It was close. And I think, you know, it's one of those things that the officials is right on the fringe of making a call or not, decide to go with his gut feeling and decide not to call that one. Bad thing for Washington there is now they have Mount Carmel with the ball in their territory, and so short field for Mount Carmel. We talked about the field position games. The Hatchets were dominating it, really, up until now.
It's time for the Hatchet defense to come up big here again as Mount Carmel takes over from the Washington 43-yard line. Hand off to Kennard. Kennard runs through almost, looks like he's going to have enough for a first down here as Trevor Kennard picks up about 11 on the play, so going to be a fresh set of downs here for the Golden Aces as they are on the Hatchet 32-yard line. Peach in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands off to Kennard. Kennard with a head of steam. He is off to the races, but there is a flag on the play, so hold on a second, folks. Let's see what the officials come up with. And finally, we get a good call. We're going to be holding on Mount Carmel, so that will negate a 30-yard touchdown run by Trevor Kennard. So Hatchets catch a break there. Now we got to do something with it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a huge, huge break because that takes 7 points off – or 6 points off the board, excuse me, for Mount Carmel. And they also got to go back 10 yards. So, you know, the Hatchets just – right now they need to regroup. You know, I think still that safety – that missed safety call, I think, has kind of thrown them off a little bit. Their defense is still a little rattled. But I think that penalty helps. So now Mount Carmel backed up at the Washington 39-yard line. It'll be a first and – 10, it'll be a first and 20, excuse me.
Washington has new life here on this drive with 9:06 left to go in the second quarter. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Mount Carmel 7, Washington 0. Peach in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands off to Kennard. Kennard breaks a tackle. Cuts outside, cuts back inside, and is going to gain about 15, 16 yards on the play, so it's going to set up a second short here for Mount Carmel with 8:46 left to go in the second quarter. So, and up and through the first quarter, Kennard was relatively quiet. Peach did most of the heavy lifting for Mount Carmel, but so far in the second quarter, he's kind of come to life here, and that's something that we definitely have to get stopped because once he gets going, it's going to be hard to shut him down. Second and 3 now for Mount Carmel on the Washington 25-yard line. Peach takes a snap. Hands off to Kennard. Kennard cuts back inside, still on his feet. That run is going to be good enough for another Mount Carmel first down. So Washington defensively, you know, we still have an opportunity here to come up with a big play to keep them out of the end zone, but they're going to have to tighten things up a little bit between the tackles. First and 10 for Mount Carmel. Peach still in the shotgun, man in motion, takes a snap. He's going to keep it himself and is going to get through for about a gain of about 4 on the play. He was hit originally at the line of scrimmage and was able to turn and kind of fall forward. So going to bring up about a second and 5 here for Mount Carmel as they are on the Washington 10-yard line. 7:35 left to go here in the second quarter. Mount Carmel putting together another good drive. Let's see if we can come up with a stop here as the Washington defense has been on the field for quite a while this quarter. Hand off to Kennard. Kennard is stopped. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and short here for Mount Carmel. Big 3rd down here for the Hatchet defense. We need to get a stop and, you know, got to assume, too, that Mount Carmel is going to be open to running an offensive play on 4th down. So Mount Carmel takes a little time to discuss the play. Coming to the line now. 10 seconds on the play clock. Peach in the shotgun. Takes a high snap. Hands it off to Kennard. Kennard is stuffed. Great job by the Hatchet defense to keep Kennard from breaking that. putting it into the end zone, so it's going to bring up a 4th and 2 for Mount Carmel.
It's actually going to be about, or about right here, about a 4th and 1.
4th and 1.
No doubt about it. Mount Carmel probably should go for it. They're up 7-0, and they really, you know, they've sensed the play from Washington so far in this game. Mount Carmel wants nothing more than a touchdown to kind of take out any kind of confidence Washington has.
Looks like they're trying to draw them offsides. No luck so far. Peach takes a snap, hands it off to fumble. Hatchets get on the ball. Another absolutely huge, huge defensive play for Washington. Are they going? They're actually going to give the ball to Mount Carmel, as ball was fumbled, and the officials. No, I don't know if the officials know exactly what's going on.
It's Washington football. I think they kind of waited a minute just to maybe to see where the football was at. But they knew for sure Washington had it, and the Hatchets are going to take over at about the 3-yard line. Not ideal football, not ideal situation, but you keep Mount Carmel from extending this lead.
Yeah, this Hatchet defense has just been huge tonight so far.
And that's 2 fumbles from Kennard, and, you know, he hasn't made a turnover this season. This entire Mount Carmel team has only had 1 turnover coming into this game, and this Hatchet defense has forced 2 turnovers, and we're just midway through the second quarter. So the Hatchet defense has kept them in it. Now it's time for the offense to kind of move the ball a little bit. We'll see what happens on this next possession.
With 6:05 left to go in the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's still Mount Carmel 7, Washington 0. Let's take a quick second while we have a timeout here to thank some of our sponsors. The Prescription Shop in Washington, your hometown Good Neighbor Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life, the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, with us, your number one, your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, and the End Zone in Washington, screen printing and embroidery. So far, again this week, the story so far in this game is the Hatchet defense has done a great job. Offense is sputtering a little bit, but hopefully, as in the previous weeks, they'll put together a drive here, because if we can march this ball all the way down the field and tie this thing up, that's going to really push the momentum and swing it towards the Washington Hatchets. So Washington's going to take over at their own 3-yard line. I formation. Gunnar Williams, Austin Moody in the backfield with Mejias. Nice job by the Hatchets. Nice job by Coach Durnell to decide to go on 2 this time to draw Mount Carmel offsides to get some free yardage. So it's going to bring up a 1st and 5 for Washington. Nice job by the Hatchets. Nice job by especially all the line. That's always tough when you're used to going on 1 and Coach switches it up. It's always hard to stay still, but the Hatchet offensive line did a great job of holding their position and bring up a very manageable 1st and 5 here. Mejias hands off to Williams. Williams still on his feet. Gunnar Williams barrels through for the Hatchet 1st down. Great job by Gunnar Williams to put his head down and just barrel through the Mount Carmel defense to give the Hatchets a 1st down, which I don't know this for a fact because you're the statistical wizard, but that may be the Hatchets first 1st down of the game.
I can't tell you that.
Well, what are we paying you for?
I don't know.
You got one thing to do.
Other than being a color announcer.
Yeah, and all that other stuff. So, 1st and 10 for Washington, 5:47 to go here in the second quarter. Mejias pitches it out to Moody. Moody cuts it inside, jukes the guy. He's coming to the edge. He's going to pick up about 3 yards on the play as he gets out of bounds. So, nice job by Moody to gain 3 yards on the play, which what looked to be a struggle to get back to the line of scrimmage, but Moody makes something out of nothing. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 7 here for Washington from their own 17-yard line. Washington up to the line. Mejias under center. Hands it off to Williams. Williams wide open through the middle, and that's going to be close to another Washington 1st down. Great job. Gunnar Williams is just barreling through the Mount Carmel defense, and that is going to be good enough for another hatchet first down. So two back-to-back first downs for Washington as we have 5:32 left to go here in the second quarter.
I think if you're Jake Durnell, I think you take advantage of this. I don't think Mount Carmel really envisioned, you know, Gunnar Williams hasn't had that many carries this season, so he's kind of an unknown gray area for Mount Carmel. And two runs, and he's got 16 yards. So he's got the hatchets two first downs on this drive.
Moody with the ball up the middle. Short gain on the play.
And see, that guy's not a gray area. They probably know everything about Austin Moody, the way he jukes. And, you know, Austin's a tough kid, and he was able to get back to the line of scrimmage, possibly even get about half a yard out of that play. But, you know, Washington's going to have to toughen these couple yards out, like we've seen from Gunnar Williams.
It looks like number eight for Mount Carmel, who is Blake Kite, looks to kind of be spying Austin Moody at this point. So, obviously, that's going to allow some of the other hatchet players to be able to step up here. Mejias, the option, pitches to Moody. Moody around the corner. He's got room to run. Out of bounds on the far sideline.
They barreled over a couple Mount Carmel players over there sitting on the bench. I see one of the – that was actually number two, Daxton Preach, or Peach, excuse me. They got shoved out of bounds by Austin Moody. Normally it's the other way around, but Austin was able to take him with him. And now it sets up about a third and seven at about the 29-yard line.
I want to thank Danny Bird for tuning in again this week from the swamps of North Carolina. Former Hatchet football alumni, class of 1995. And also Ryan Wade, another Hatchet football alumni. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Third and seven for Washington. Mejias under center. Mejias back to pass. Throws it. Wes Edwards just out of his reach. You know, that as a quarterback, you're taught to throw it wherever your guy can catch it or nobody can catch it. And that's just what Jose Mejias did. He threw it to the sideline. So where either Wes Edwards was going to be able to pull it in or nobody. So not a bad decision there by Mejias, but it does, with the incomplete pass, it is going to bring up a fourth and seven for Washington.
Well, that was another high wobbler. I thought that, you know, Wes might pull a Marcus Thorne and be able to come down with it, but he was just a step late to the football. But again, great job by Jose Mejias, just getting it away from any of the Mount Carmel defenders.
Moody puts the boots to it. Nice high kick. Rager back. Rager fumbles the ball. He's trying to get on it. Finally falls down on it at the Mount Carmel 20-yard line. So the Hatchets get a nice switch in field position as Rager was not able to field the punt cleanly and brought him back another 15 yards. So Mount Carmel is going to start off from their own 20-yard line. So nice job of changing field position by Washington. Let's see if the defense, who have had three takeaways so far in this first half, two fumbles and one interception, let's see if they can pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Well, I think Mount Carmel's a little antsy. I don't think they were kind of expecting this from Washington. I think they were expecting the competitive nature from Washington. But I think Mount Carmel's definitely kicking themselves knowing that they probably could be up a little bit more than they are right now. Three turnovers really doesn't help. And, you know, if you're Mount Carmel on one hand, you got to be saying to yourself, you still got the lead.
And off to Kennard. Kennard is going to... It's going to be good for another Mount Carmel first down as he got a gain of about 11 on the play. So that brings the ball out to the Mount Carmel 31-yard line as they move the chains, and Mount Carmel is going to operate on a fresh set of downs here. So far, this, you know, I've said this before, but the Hatchet defense has done a really good job so far. And, you know, despite whatever else has happened in this game, you know, we're still right in this thing. Kennard. Off the left side, gain of about five on the play, tackled by Isaac Whitehead. So it's going to bring up a second and five for Mount Carmel as we are approaching 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here in the first half. And I got to imagine if the Hatchets can go to the locker room only down 7 points, that's a huge, huge morale booster for the Hatchets going into the second half. Peach still in the shotgun. Got a man in motion. Peach is going to keep it himself. Breaks through the first line of defenders. And is going to gain about 15 on the play. So Going to bring up another Mount Carmel first down as we are, as soon as they get the chains moved, we'll be right at the three-minute mark here in this first half. So Mount Carmel got a little momentum here offensively, but they have had every drive tonight, and three of those drives have been stopped short with turnovers. So let's see if the Washington Hatchets can hold tough here for the last 2 minutes and 55 seconds here of the first half and keep Mount Carmel from adding to their lead. And we got whistles. And we got a timeout for Washington, so we're going to take a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Great savings all month long at your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Stop by and fill up your tank and grab some great specials inside the store. Prairie Farms 2% milk, 1 gallon, just $2.99. Gatorade 20-ounce bottles, 2 for $2.22. Select bags of Frito-Lay chips, 2 for $2. And 3 12-packs of Pepsi products for only $11. Many more specials throughout the store. Stop by and save big at your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Back here at the Snake Pit, 2:50 to go here in the first half. Mount Carmel with the ball, first and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Peach in the shotgun, takes a snap. He's back to pass, throws it over the middle. Was throwing it to Marcotte, but Marcotte wasn't actually looking for the ball, so incomplete pass is going to bring up second and 10. Nice job there by the Washington defense. Austin Moody was right there had the pass been completed. Marcotte wasn't going to go very far. So second and 10 for Mount Carmel. Peach still in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands off to Kennard. Kennard breaks a tackle. He cuts through, and Trevor Kennard is going to score for Mount Carmel. About a 55-yard touchdown run for Trevor Kennard. And just like that, we see why he is the Mount Carmel all-time leading rusher. He got through a block and turned on the speed, and nobody was going to catch him.
Well, he is a speedy back, and I'm sure he's going to be playing college football somewhere. Not sure where, but he's got the talent and the makeup. Maybe not size-wise, but he is definitely speedy, very quick, jukes, gets off tackles very easily. And once he hits that second gear, he's off to the races. And we've seen that quite a few times from opponents where they have that really quick running back. And Kennard's another one of them.
Hargrave. Extra point is good. 2:36 left to go here in the first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Mount Carmel 14, Washington 0, as the band is directly in front of us. So you get a good listen in to the band as they play the Mount Carmel fight song.
Well, see, they were on the home side in the first quarter. Now they've come over to our side here in the second quarter. So I'm wondering if maybe they're trying to throw us off. I'm not real sure.
Well, they can definitely go back to the other side for sure. You know, Kennard kind of reminds you of Joe McCormick. You know, he's got that breakaway speed. Not a real huge guy, but definitely an extremely exceptionally fast and football smart running back. So, you know, Washington through the first quarter did a good job of keeping him at bay. The second quarter, he's kind of come alive a little bit. So hopefully we can put a stop to that as the second half. Washington has 2 minutes and 36 seconds left to get some points on the board before halftime here as Hargrave is set to kick the ball off from the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. Hargrave puts the boots to it. Going to be fielded by Wes Edwards at the 10. Wes, with room to run, breaks through three tackles. Nice return for Wes of about 15 yards as he's just on the other side of the Hatchet 30-yard line, as that's where they will start this drive with 2:30 left to go in the second quarter. So, you know, at this point, obviously you can't afford to give the ball back to Mount Carmel, but it would really be nice to get some points on the board regardless of whether it's a touchdown or a field goal here.
Yeah, and the Hatchets have decent field positions. It looks like Wes Edwards is limping off the field, and number 21, Jake Ledgerwood, is going to be checking in for him. So not a good sight to see, but obviously moving forward, you got the ball in good field position, still plenty of time with 2.5 minutes. Definitely you need to think about putting up some points, especially trailing 2 touchdowns and Mount Carmel getting the ball to begin the second half.
Hatchets in the I formation. Hand off to Moody. Moody with a nice cutback up the middle. Going to have a gain of about 4 on the play, and I think Wes Edwards may have got hit a little south of the border, and I think that's kind of what has him in a little bit of pain right now.
See, you know, obviously right now Austin Moody, you know, he can juke as many times as he wants, but it always feels like no matter where he goes, there's not just one, there's 2 or 3 Mount Carmel defenders right there, and Austin's just trying to shed as many tackles as he can. He's able to get 2 yards out of that. As we're ticking under 2 minutes right now, if the Hatchets want to get any points, they might want to start moving the ball just a little bit quicker.
Hand off to Gunner. Gunner barrels through for a nice gain on second down. It's going to bring up about a 3rd down and about 3 on the play. So, well, they're going to mark him a little bit further. So it's going to be about a 3rd and 4. So nice job by Gunner to continue to get positive yardage and set up a very manageable 3rd and 4 here for Washington, as we are 1:29 left to go here in the second quarter. Ball on the Washington 37-yard line. Still in the I formation. Mejias under center. Mejias back to pass. He's got time. And pass is almost intercepted, but is dropped. So that's going to bring up a 4th and 4. So the Hatchets catch a break there, because that was maybe not the best decision that Jose's made, because it looked like there were just maroon and gold all around that football. So Hatchets catch a break as on 4th and 4, they'll bring on the punt team. Moody back to punt. Peach now back to receive the punt from Mount Carmel. High snap. Moody gets it away. Short punt. And it's going to go out of bounds at about the Mount Carmel 36-yard line. So nice job by Austin Moody to field the high snap and get the punt away. And the Hatchet defense is back on the field with 59 seconds to go here in the first half. So this goes without saying, Eric Wilson, but the Hatchets cannot allow any points here.
No, they cannot, and, you know, Mount Carmel's probably going to do the same thing they've really been doing, keep it on the ground with Kennard. They've still got all 3 of their timeouts, as far as I'm aware of. So, you know, I think they're just going to keep going with what they're doing, and I think they're just going to keep doing it until this Hatchet defense can make some stops. And Kennard is such a hard guy to stop because, again, once he gets those feet moving, he's off to the races, and, you know, he's lightning out there, so it's really hard to get him.
Nice little counterplay to Rager. Rager.
There is a flag in the backfield, so it looks like this one's going to be coming back. But a really good handoff to Rager. Rager did get 15 on that play.
I think even Stevie Wonder could have seen that hold. So that's going to back Mount Carmel up with the holding penalty.
Is Stevie Wonder a big football guy?
Well, last time I talked to him, not so much, but maybe that's changed. I don't know. It's been a while, but we'll just go with he's a big football guy. And not to imply that the referees have turned a blind eye or anything. I'm just saying that it was a very blatant hold, and definitely the penalty was very good timing for Washington, because that negates a 15-yard run, which obviously would have gave Mount Carmel another 1st down. So now it's going to be 1st and 20. Mount Carmel on their own 25-yard line, 52 seconds left to go. Peach is going to keep it on the ground. Not very much room there, as he may have gained a couple on the play. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and long here for Mount Carmel. So nice job by Washington to stand firm here as time is ticking off the clock. We're approaching 30 seconds left to go in the first half. So,
you know, they're not calling a timeout. They're very slow up to the line. Maybe, just maybe, if you're the Hatchet defense, don't get thrown off guard. But
another, it's going to be a Rager looking to pass the ball. He throws it up in the air. Moody with the interception. Moody on the run. Austin Moody with room to run.
Well, and that is four turnovers for Mount Carmel in this first half. And with 9 seconds to go, the Hatchets have the ball at the Mount Carmel 30. Possible enough time for really a quick play. The Hatchets have two timeouts left, so they have plenty of time. Or they don't have a whole lot of time, I'm saying. But they have enough time for a quick play. Get a couple yards, set up Austin Moody for a possible field goal attempt. Right now, obviously a deep ball and a touchdown would be pretty awesome. But I think if you're the Hatchets, just coming away with points going into the half, I think, is more crucial.
Yeah, and also keeping Mount Carmel from adding to their lead is just as important, as we have 9 seconds left to go here in the first half. Washington up to the line. Mejias under center. Mejias back to pass. He's got time. Throws it over the middle. Short. Intended for Marcus Thorne, which is going to bring up a second and 10 and stops the clock with 5 seconds to go, as Eric is apparently allergic to the Mount Carmel surroundings.
Well, I don't know what it is, but with all these flies buzzing around, haven't had this much bug action since probably the first game of the year.
It is a little warm out here tonight, so. Second and 10 for Washington on the Mount Carmel 31, 5 seconds to go. Mejias takes a snap. He's back to pass. He's got pressure. And Jake Durnell calls. Are they going to give him the timeout?
Let's
see what they do here.
Hatchet. Timeout.
Nope. They're not going to give him a timeout. Time. That is how the first half is going to end on the A&R Home Center scoreboard at halftime here at the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel 14, Washington 0. Going to take a quick timeout and be back with our halftime show. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. We're your local supplier of diesel exhaust fluid, which has been used since 2010 in diesel vehicles equipped with selective catalytic reduction technology to decrease exhaust emissions. Diesel exhaust fluid is a safe, stable, non-toxic fluid sold by Freddy Energy in bulk, totes, drums, and smaller containers. We can also supply pumps and valves for handling convenience. For more information, please give us a call at 254-3671.
Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life.
Whatever happened to personal service? Contrary to popular belief, it does still exist. Personal service is still how Thompson Insurance does business. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
When I was a kid, I loved cars. To me, having a great car was just part of the American dream. Having my own dealership was also something I dreamed of. After years of hard work and help from a lot of family and friends, now every single day I get to see people get their part of the American dream. That's what Ford means to me. Come to Buildops and Ford. We're fair, we're hometown, and a handshake still seals the deal with us. Come visit Buildops and Ford and see the American dream going strong.
I think they're going for the newest McPick, too, Rick.
Nice hustle up to the counter.
She's going for the quarter pounder with cheese.
Gotta like the choice on that one.
He's choosing the triple cheeseburger, and it's good!
NFL season is here, and so is the newest McPick 2 for $5 lineup at McDonald's. Mix and match faves like the quarter pounder with cheese, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the filet of fish, and the new pick, triple cheeseburger with 2 slices of cheese. Hurry in and enjoy the choice. Price and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of single item listed on menu board.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere alongside Eric Wilson. We are at halftime here at the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Mount Carmel 14, Washington 0. And it was a first half of missed opportunities for Washington, as the defense did a great job of causing four turnovers, two fumbles, and two interceptions, but weren't able to capitalize, and even being down as close to the one-yard line, weren't able to punch it in. So Washington, a lot of positives to come away from the first half. They just weren't able to get the ball in the end zone, and hopefully Washington can come out in the third quarter and come out raring to go and not kind of sputter a little bit as they have in recent weeks. So overall, good job by the Hatchets. I don't think most people would have figured that this would just be a two-touchdown game going into half. So Washington has done a good job. Defensively especially, just need to get the offense going a little bit. But while we have a little bit of time, I want to take a moment to talk about, you know, we always talk about Coach Durnell and how he's building the program and building the culture. And, you know, you got to do that from the ground up. And it all starts in Washington, at least, at the YMCA level. And got a few stats and a few things to go over here with the YMCA teams. Got a couple teams there, a third and fourth grade team and a fifth and sixth grade team. Just a quick rundown for the third and fourth graders after three games. They have a 2-1 record. They have scored 73 points so far this season and only given up 23. So the point differential is obviously in their favor. Some offensive stats for the youngsters. Brody Iza leads the way with six TDs. Rylan Memory has contributed three. Oliver Rowe, Colton Stowers both have a touchdown apiece. Parker Murphy, who is a running back but also is their extra point kicker, has done a good job as well. And I want to give a shout-out to some of the offensive linemen, Aiden Dwyer, Aiden King, Dawson Graber, and Dylan Stutzman have done a good job of anchoring that offensive line for the third and fourth graders. So there's going to be some awards that the YMCA is going to give out next week at the Hatchet home game against the Lincoln Alices. The folks nominated for that for the Sportsmanship Award are Rylan Memorine, Parker Murphy, and Oliver Rowe. And the Enthusiastic Award, the three finalists are Aiden King, Aiden Dwyer, and Colton Stower. So the Hatchets do, you know, they're building the program from the ground up. If you want to come out and support these youngsters, they will be playing tomorrow at 1 p.m. at Hatchet Hollow, followed by the fifth and sixth graders, which will be on after that. So the youngsters doing a good job here for Washington. And as I scroll through my notes to find the rundown for the fifth and sixth graders, excuse me, I'm going to throw it over to Eric to give us a quick recap of some of the stats in the first half.
Well, let's go ahead and start with Washington. Not much offensively. Jose Mejia's passing was 3 of 7 for 30 yards. 29 of those yards came on a Marcus Thorne blooper catch late in the first quarter. The Hatchets only had 30 yards passing. Rushing the ball, not much said. Austin Moody has 7 yards on 7 carries. Gunnar Williams has been the runner of the day with 3 carries for 20 yards. Jane Penley with 3 yards on 2 carries. Jose Mejias, due to a couple sacks, has 5 carries for negative 26 yards, rounding out to 4 yards of rushing for the Hatchets. Only 34 yards of total offense for the Hatchets in that first half. For Mount Carmel, it was really the running game, but first their passing game. Quarterback Dak Peach was 2 of 5 passing the football in the first half for 17 yards. Both those passes were to Jackson Marcotte. Rushing the football, they were led by Trevor Kinnard. 14 carries, 145 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And to my knowledge, he is about 120 yards away from already eclipsing 1,000 yards on the season, and we're only in the fifth game, so he has had a huge night. Dax Peach, the quarterback, has 7 carries for 56 yards, and Austin Rager only has 1 carry that was for negative 2 yards. That rounds out for 199 yards. Total offense for Mount Carmel and running the football, a total of 216 yards. So 216 yards for Mount Carmel and only 34 for Washington in the first half. Definitely a lopsided on the offensive stat numbers for both teams. And it can be a little bit deceiving because obviously you look at the turnovers. Mount Carmel has 4. Washington has 0. So the Hatchets haven't been able to beat themselves up offensively, but they haven't moved the football either. Give a lot of that credit to Mount Carmel for really staying packed in their coverage nickel defense. And then as far as Washington goes, they're having a very difficult time stopping Trevor Kinnard. Trevor Kinnard really got his legs going, as we saw late in that second quarter, picked up a 54-yard touchdown. So John Gear, the scoreboard says 14-0, but it could go either way. Washington probably felt like they should have had that safety, probably even a touchdown on that drive too as well. You know, Hatchets are thinking 14-7, and I know the head coach for Mount Carmel, Darren Peach, has got to be thinking, you know, we should have more points than 14. So it's a little bit of both ways right now. But from your understanding, how do you think this first half has played out for the Hatchets?
Well, overall, I'd have to say that it's been very positive, because coming into this game with Mount Carmel, you take out the Breeze game, which is a huge game for them. You know, they're averaging about 40 points a game. So, you know, Washington's big thing was to stop Trevor Kinnard, and they did that in the first quarter. But to go into halftime only down 14-0, I think has to be a huge positive for Jake Durnell and this Hatchet football team, because there was a safety. We just had the Mount Carmel PA announcer come over and tell us that he called safety. It looked like a safety, but you know what? None of us up here are calling the game down there. So, you know, very easily could have been 14-7, but on the other token, it very easily could have been 28-0. So, you know, Washington has to be happy with where they're at, and has to take the positive things that they did defensively, because let's face it, Mount Carmel hasn't really turned the ball over all year, and to force 4 turnovers in the first half is huge for Washington defensively. So they have to continue to build on that in the second half, and have to defensively have to start where they finish the first half, because they're going to be on defense first. So, you know, the first couple minutes of the third quarter are going to be huge for Washington, not to let this thing slip away, and to just keep the pedal to the metal, try to force another turnover, get the ball back, and see if we can get the offense to kind of start running on all cylinders here.
Well, it's really the only thing you got to hope for. I mean, Mount Carmel's, again, dominated the stats, which it's really felt like that just about every week. But, of course, stats really don't tell the story. Like I've said, Mount Carmel has outgained Washington almost by 200 yards in that first half. The Hatchets only had 34 yards. While this offensive stats do tell the story on Washington's side of the ball, really doesn't tell a lot about Mount Carmel. You know, at times the Hatchet defense has come away with some huge stops. 4 turnovers again is the big statistic. You know, you take away those Mount Carmel turnovers. You know, we talk about how excellent of a running back Trevor Kinnard has been, not just this season, but all-purpose leading running back for Mount Carmel in their history. And he had 2 turnovers in the first half on 2 fumbles that, you know, he's probably beating himself over. You also have Dax Peach, who's thrown an interception. So a lot of different things that, or excuse me, he's thrown 2 interceptions, one to Marcus Thorne and another one Austin Moody. So immediately the tide has shifted, you know, and, you know, with the turnovers, you know, maybe not so much, because obviously Mount Carmel, outside the turnovers, have really, you know, have been, you know, and we knew what Mount Carmel was going to be coming into this game. We knew they were athletic. We knew the tradition of their program and the excellent coach that Darren Peach was. But I love the fact that Jake Durnell is not afraid. We saw on one play where it was a 4th and 15, and it was a punt play, and the Hatchets decided to go for it, and quite honestly could have very well got that one. Obviously, Marcus Thorne had in his hands, got hit a little bit late, kind of questionable call that we've seen a couple times in this first half. But other than that, I mean, again, it's been good play calling, and the Hatchets have stayed in this football game. You know, obviously the Hatchets, again, feel like they probably should have some points on the board. But again, you're coming into a hostile territory. You don't know what the officiating is going to be like, because, you know, Illinois and Indiana differentiate. But overall, I thought, again, just like you said, John, I thought that was a positive first half for the Hatchets, and they shouldn't overlook how good of a football – and I know they're not. But I think that first half, I think Mount Carmel has realized, you know, hey, you know, this is, we are playing a football team tonight. You know, these boys can come out and play. And I think it surprised Mount Carmel. I think they're a little bit surprised that the Hatchets have forced this many turnovers. But I think they also got to be sane than them, so they're a little bit better than that. But we'll see. I'm intrigued to see what happens in the second half. Hopefully Jake Durnal has kind of spoke to the team and just kind of given them a clear, solid message in the second half that maybe that can light them up a little bit.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you tuning in tonight. And if you're just joining us, we are at halftime here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Mount Carmel 14, Washington 0. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we will come back to wrap up the Goodwin Funeral Home halftime show. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
At Goodwin Funeral Home, you are family. They treat your family like theirs with dignity, compassion, and respect. You are not a number or a transaction at Goodwin. They treat every service as a fitting tribute and lasting memorial of a special person. Chris Sievers, John Baldwin, and the Goodwin family consider your family their number one priority. Call 812-882-5900 and learn about their services. Goodwin Funeral Home, family serving friends.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere and Eric Wilson back here at halftime on the Goodwin Funeral Home halftime show at Mount Carmel. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Mount Carmel 14, Washington 0. And real quick, I want to apologize to the YMCA 5th and 6th graders who I was all set to give a rundown on some of the season stats and whatnot, and apparently I cannot pull it up on my phone, so I apologize, but we will definitely get you guys in next game. And Eric, as we are about ready to wrap up halftime here, you know, obviously the Hatchets got to feel like they squandered a few opportunities, but obviously have to feel like they can play with this caliber of Mount Carmel team, who is the leader in the Big Eight right now. So, you know, as we're under a minute to go here or so, depending on whether they add more time under the clock, you know, Washington's going to have to come out with a quick start here in the second half and put some points on the board, get the offensive kinks worked out, and start moving the ball and capitalize on the defensive turnovers that they caused in the first half. Hopefully continue that here in the second half and tighten this thing up, because right now at 14-0, it's anybody's ballgame.
It really is. And again, you know, I think if you're Washington, you know, throw out the stats. You know, we didn't play a great first half, but really neither did Mount Carmel. And I think a lot has to be credited for our Hatchet defense. You know, they were the game changers in that first half. They kept this game close. They really made a difference forcing those turnovers. And, you know, with Kindred running the ball as well as he has, as well as Peach, the Hatchets are going to need more than four turnovers tonight, and that is very, very tough to do. And I have to believe that Coach Peach has made some adjustments at halftime. So we'll be interested to see. You know, I think right now, I think if you're Washington, you know, you're a young team, you're coming in, again, like I said, to a hostile environment. I think you're Washington, 14-0 is almost a gift. Considering how good of an athletic team this Mount Carmel team. We said before, this team beat Princeton by 31 and Mount Vernon by 30, so this is not a slouch of a team that we're playing tonight. And again, the fact that we're only down by 14 points, that has to give this team confidence, knowing that, hey, we're playing with one of the big boys in the Big Eight, and this isn't, we're only down 14 here. There is chances for this Hatchet team. They need to get some turnovers. They need to get some stops. But if they can do that and they get the ball in grit, they got to get the ball in good field position. They've got to win the field position battle. They do that, I think the Hatchets could find themselves for an intriguing second half here against Mount Carmel.
Yeah, bottom line, I think the Hatchet defense is going to have to continue to cause some turnovers. But the only difference in the second half is they're going to have to convert those turnovers into points. Whether it's a touchdown, whether it's a field goal, whatever the case may be, they have to convert those into points on the other end. So definitely, good half for Washington overall. And before we get back to action here, I know you got a few scores, so let's update the folks on what is going on in high school football around the area.
Well, in the battle of Knox County, we got a pretty big surprise here. North Knox, so far, reigning on the Vincennes Lincoln Homecoming Parade with a 14-12 halftime lead. That is a huge stunner if that one stays like it is. Other scores, the Linton Miners up 62-0 on the North Davies Cougars after three quarters. Linton is the number two team in Class 1A. They are a pretty good football team, I'd have to say. The Sullivan Golden Arrows quarterback Trey Powell has thrown for over 400 passing yards and 7 touchdowns, and it's only in the third quarter. Sullivan is up in their game 49-0. Currently on our sister station, the General 95.9/1580, the Milwaukee Brewers are leading the Cincinnati Reds 1-0. Back to more high school football. At halftime, South Spencer leads Pike Central 22-20. North Davies actually did score a touchdown with 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter, so it's 62-7. And in high school volleyball, the Bar Eve Lady Vikings sweep the Ligoti Lady Lions 3-0.
And as we get ready, to start the second half, Washington will be going left to right on the radio dial as Austin Moody is set to kick it away for the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff here as we get ready to start the second half. And, the time for talk is over. Let's see if Washington can pick up where they left off defensively and get back in this ball game. Moody, high kick, going to be fielded by Hargrove at the 5. Hargrove brings it out, cuts it to the outside. He's still on his feet, past midfield, cuts it back inside, one man to beat, and it looks like Mount Carmel.
Well, there's a flag back at the 30-yard line, so have to believe this is going to be blocking the back on Mount Carmel, so this touchdown more than likely will not stand. That's still, Mount Carmel has had those breakaway plays at times, but again, the penalties and the turnovers have really backed up, has not given them an opportunity to extend this lead. So the Hatchets, again, very thankful for that big penalty that's coming Mount Carmel's way.
And we saw that last week, too. Just as Mount Vernon last week was mounting some offense, it would seem like penalties would come up and strike them every time and push them back. And obviously, after seeing that return, the Hatchets received an early Christmas present here, as that is going to come back, thank goodness. So, because that is the last thing that Coach Durnell wanted to see as a kickoff return at the beginning of the second half for a touchdown. So,
well, one early Christmas present I'd love right now is some mosquito spray, because I am getting eaten alive here at Mount Carmel.
Well, we are in the snake pit, and we are not too far away from the river here, and it's always the skeeters are alive and well over here in Mount Carmel. So,
and plus, it's a hot, sticky night, too, so it's all compacted into one.
So Mount Carmel is going to take over on their own 21-yard line, first and 10. Peach in the shotgun, takes a snap. He's going to keep it around the right side. He's still on his feet. He's got room to run, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the Mount Carmel 40. So gain of about 18 on the play is going to give Mount Carmel a fresh set of downs here as we are just underway in the second half. 11:37 left to go in the third quarter. So let's see if Washington can definitely need a turnover, a stop, something here to keep Mount Carmel off the board, kind of stymie this offense a little bit more, and put some points on the board here as Peach takes a snap. He's going to hand off to Kennard. Kennard up the middle. Short gain, about 4 on the play. Going to bring up a 2nd and 6 for Mount Carmel. So nice job there by Isaac Whitehead and A.J. Durnell on the stop as Mount Carmel is going to have a 2nd and 6 from their own 42. 11:13 left to go here in the third quarter. Peach set to take the snap. He's going to keep it up the middle. He's still on his feet. Is brought down right at the sticks here, so let's see where they spot the ball. That's going to be good enough for another Mount Carmel first down as Peach makes it to midfield. So Washington here having a little bit of difficulty stopping Peach.
Well, it's been that Mount Carmel offensive line all night. You know, just like I said, they've got over 200 yards rushing in that first half, and a lot of that has credit to do with this offensive line that Mount Carmel has. It's not big, it's not stocky, but man, they've got some power up in that line of scrimmage.
Mount Carmel breaks the huddle, comes up to the line at midfield, first and 10. Peach hands it off to Kennard. Kennard tries to get to the outside, cuts it back up. Daniel Devine with a huge stop is going to stop Kennard just at the line of scrimmage, maybe even a yard behind it. So nice job by Daniel Devine to come up and stop Kennard before he could turn the corner. And had he been able to turn the corner, that could have been disastrous for Washington because he had a wide open lane to run down the sideline here. So nice job by Daniel Devine is going to bring up a second and 10 for Mount Carmel. Pete still in the shotgun, takes the snap, hands off to No, he's going to keep it, and he is off to the races, and nobody is going to catch him. He is going to be in for the Mount Carmel touchdown, 50-yard touchdown run by Daxton Peach as he faked the handoff to Kennard on the zone read, kept it, and ran it in for the touchdown for Mount Carmel. So kind of a little bit of what we saw to open up the game where Peach was just kind of being able to run wherever he wanted to, so on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 9:55 left to go in the third quarter, Mount Carmel with 20, attempting to make it 21, Washington 0. Hargrove is on to attempt the extra point. Kick is blocked by Washington.
That was a great play. And that was Austin Moody, who's able to, he's actually hurdle the Mount Carmel offensive lineman and make the block. Just a great job. No quit attitude from the Hatchets, down 20, but this team's not going to be phased, and they're going to keep digging in and fighting. Exactly what you'd expect to see from a Jake Durnall-led team.
And that's the thing, you know, on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it is 20-0 in favor of Mount Carmel, but every point matters in high school football, and just to see a hustle play like that hopefully can help turn the tide here for Washington and kind of give them a little bit of a spark, because they definitely have the capability to move the ball down the field and score on this Mount Carmel defense, just weren't able to do it in the first half. So great opportunity for Washington here. Hopefully we'll get a nice return to set us up in good field position and be able to move the ball offensively and get right back in this ball game.
Yeah, and we need to do a score. Maybe not quickly, but we need to definitely move the ball with some consistency on each play, because right now Mount Carmel, every offensive possession outside of a turnover, they have moved the ball effectively. So the Hatchets have got to get some points here. It's touchdown or nothing, really, for this Hatchet football team. Still plenty of time, though. Just got to keep your head up.
Hargrave puts the boot to it. Going to kick it a little short to Jake Ledgerwood. Ledgerwood looking for room to run. He's still on his feet. He cuts it all the way back across the field. Still on his feet. Finally brought down by, well, I can't really see who that was from Mount Carmel, but it's going to give Washington the ball on their own 20-yard line to start the first drive of the second half. And like you said, at this point, Washington really needs touchdowns, but more importantly, just need to be a little more consistent and can't really afford to have any three and outs at this point. So Washington in the huddle, getting ready to come to the line here as they have a first and 10 on their own 20-yard line with 9:46 left to go here in the third quarter. I formation for Washington. Hand off to Gunner Williams. Gain of about 2 on the play. Washington went on 2 again that time, and it appeared as if the Mount Carmel defender jumped off sides. However, that was not the call. So second 8 coming up for Washington. Isaac Whitehead checks into the game on the offensive side. Brings in the play. Let's see what Coach Durnall dials up here. is they're going to stay with the I formation. Mejias under center. Takes a snap. Hand off to Gunner Williams again. Gunner plows forward for about 3 yards in the play. So it's going to bring up a third and about five here for Washington as we are just under 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Gunner Williams has done a nice job tonight running the football. Gave Washington a couple first downs in that second quarter. So I think definitely they found something there that works. And it's good to set that up because now Washington can run a play-action pass off of that and hopefully suck in the Mount Carmel linebackers, give Mejias some open targets. Back to Gunner. Gunner just absolutely annihilates Trevor Kinnard. Gunner still on his feet. Past midfield. Gunner Williams with a just bruising run as he runs over Mount Carmel defenders and is going to give Washington a fresh set of downs in Mount Carmel territory.
I think you got to keep feeding him the ball. I think in this situation in the game, Gunner's really been the only one that's been effective in moving the football. I think you just keep plowing away. And if from anything we saw in that play, he just plowed through a Mount Carmel defender like it was nothing. And that was Trevor Kinnard, who, by the way, is a pretty good athlete. So great job by Gunner. And that was a gain of 28 on the play. So I think you just got to keep giving it to him. Maybe try and, mix it up a little bit with the play call. But I think Gunner deserves a touch every time.
Pitch out to Moody. Moody cuts back across field. A little bit of room. Still on his feet. Going to be brought down. He's going to make it back to the line of scrimmage.
Late hit. That's going to be on number 23 of Mount Carmel. That is Jacob Backer. He came in real late on the play. And unless there's a surprising call.
Well, there's no other call here at this point.
Well, Jose seems to like the call, so it's... normally we see that in college and sometimes through high school, too, but we haven't seen it in Indiana, but we see here in Illinois. So, again, some different things you don't normally see, but when you come across the Wabash River...
All bets are off. All right, so Washington, after the penalty, is going to have a first and 10 at the Mount Carmel 34-yard line. Wes Edwards in motion. Pitch out to Penley. Penley breaks free, looking for room to run. Is going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. So it's going to bring up about a second and 10, second and 11 here for Washington. So as the Hatchets have moved the ball this far down the field, largely on the back of Gunner Williams, they have got to convert this drive.
Well, they really do. And, I talked about giving it to the Gunner. I think the big difference is Mount Carmel, their coverage nickel defense, they're able to bring guys from both sides of the field. And it just feels like no matter where Austin Moody or Jaden Penley or Jose Mejias run, they're running into Mount Carmel defenders. Or Gunner Williams is just straight up running it through a brick wall.
Mejias back to pass. Knocked down by Marcotte. Intercepted by Kinnard. And we're off to the races. Marcus Thorne from behind is going to bring Kinnard down.
Well, good job by Marcus Thorne not to give up on a play. That's just a bad situation from Jose. Obviously, he was throwing it right exactly where he was. But again, Jackson Marcotte, his size at 6'7", he's a difference maker. I mean, we saw it with a blocked field goal from Austin Moody, and now he helps with the interception. He's a difference maker. You don't see too many guys that play football at his size. So definitely, he was able to come up huge and force that first Hatchet turnover, and now Mount Carmel is knocking on the door again here in Hatchet territory.
Mount Carmel is going to start this drive on the Washington 42-yard line. Peach takes a snap. He's going to keep it up the middle. He's still on his feet. Wes Edwards in pursuit. Wes Edwards finally brings him down out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. So gain of almost 20 on the play for Daxton Peach, and that is going to set up Mount Carmel for a first and 10 on the Hatchet 20-yard line. So, really, Mount Carmel is pretty much running the same plays over and over with a zone read, and we got to give Pete some credit. He's doing a good job of reading the defense and either keeping the ball or handing it off appropriately. So Mount Carmel, fresh set of downs. Peach hands it off to Kennard. Kennard dives forward for a gain of, looks to be about 5 on the play. Going to bring up a 2nd and 5 for Mount Carmel as we are approaching 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. This Hatchet defense is going to have to come up big here again. Be nice. Be a great opportunity to cause a turnover here.
Well, they've already had 4, but 5 wouldn't be bad either.
No, 5 would be great at this point. Peach takes a snap. He's going to keep it. Gets behind his blockers. He's still on his feet. He's in for the touchdown.
He is just an elusive quarterback. He does look like he did get popped at the end of that play there. Looks like he's down on the play, but again, that was just such an elusive run. Along with that Mount Carmel offensive line, there just has been no room for the Hatchet defenders to really make a play on any of these speedy quarterback or speedy running back that Mount Carmel has. And there's no doubt Peach and Kennard have been the difference in this football game.
Well, and Peach is still down on the field as he got absolutely just hammered by Austin Moody as he crossed the goal line. So hopefully the young man is okay, but as we move forward on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 5:39 left to go in the third, Mount Carmel 26, Washington 0. If Peach is unable to play for the rest of this game, that could be a huge, huge factor in what happens. So nice round of applause from the folks as he is hobbling off the field on his own under his own power. So that's good to see. We don't want anybody to get hurt, but we'll have to see how that affects Mount Carmel, if at all, moving forward here. So Hargrave will be on shortly to attempt the extra point. And Mount Carmel coming up to the line. Marcotte to hold. Hargrave set to kick the extra point. Or not. They're going to actually go for 2 here. Kennard with a direct snap. And he dives into the end zone for the 2-point conversion with 5:39 left to go in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Mount Carmel 28, Washington 0. Unfortunately, the Hatchets have had a tendency to kind of be a little sluggish in the third quarter. And at this point in this ball game, they have to finish this third quarter, this last 5 minutes and 39 seconds. They have to finish strong. They have to put points on the board because even still at this point, the game's not out of reach, but the time is ticking here, and Washington offensively just needs to put a few things together. It just seems like every time we get a drive or, you know, we get a few things going our way, something happens. So it's going to be interesting to see how Washington responds to this as Mount Carmel gets ready to kickoff, as we are set for another Boyd Green and Washington kickoff here by Wyatt Hargrave. Washington Hatchet Football is brought to you in part by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington, Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North in Washington, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor in Washington, and Purdue Farms in Washington. Everybody set? Hargrave checks everybody at the line, and he's going to put the boot to it. Going to be fielded by Wes Edwards, bobbles it a bit. Wes on his feet, cuts back up the middle. Wes still on his feet. Wes to the outside, brought down at about the Washington 30, 32-yard line. So nice return by Wes Edwards. Let's see if the Hatchet offense can get things on track here with 5:31 left to go here in the third quarter. I would have to think that Coach Durnell at this point may want to take a few more shots downfield, just try to switch it up a little bit. Obviously, Gunner's been doing a great job, but at this point, the time is not on your side to kind of chains and move the ball down the field. So let's see what Washington comes up with here on a 1st and 10 from their own 33. Going to give it to Gunner. Gunner stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up a 2nd and 10 for Washington. As we are 5:15 and counting here in the third quarter. Mejias waiting for the play. 15 seconds left to go on the play clock. Hatchett's come up to the line. Going to stay in the I formation. Mejias under center. Wes Edwards in motion. Pitch out to Moody. Moody, nowhere to go as Jackson Marcotte comes up and puts a huge hit on Austin Moody. Is going to drop him back for about 4 yards. So it's going to bring up a third and about 14 or so as we have another official's timeout here. So we got a few personnel issues. Washington Hatchet Football is brought to you in part by Anna Lou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker in Washington. Kingpin Bowling Center, Rock and Bowl every Friday and Saturday night. And Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we want to be treated. 3rd and 14 for Washington on their own 29-yard line. Mejias takes a snap. Pitch out to Moody. Moody's looking to pass. He's got a wide-open Austin Fox. He's going to be about a yard short of the first down, maybe 2 yards short of the first down. So, and they're still on the Hatchet side of the 50. So I would think at this point Coach Durnell is going to go for it. And that, at least at this point, appears to be what they're going to do. So a huge 4th and 2 for Washington as they have the ball on their own 41-yard line. I formation. Mejias hands it to Gunner Williams. Gunner is going to be the initial spot. Looks like he's going to be short. And indeed he is. So Mount Carmel is going to take over on downs at the Washington 41-yard line. So, you know, nothing you can do there. You know, Coach Durnell didn't have any choice really but to go for it, and Gunner had been able all night to get positive yardage and just wasn't able to continue that on that last drive. So Mount Carmel is going to take over on the Washington 41-yard line. 1st and 10 with 3:34 to go here in the third quarter. Mount Carmel sticking with the same formation. Peach in the shotgun. Kennard behind him. Hand off to Kennard. Kennard cuts it back up inside. Is going to be tackled by Jaden Penley after a gain of about 4 on the play. Going to be 2nd and 6 for Mount Carmel on the Hatchet 36-yard line. So defense needs to, as we've said this the last couple drives, obviously another turnover, at least a stop, just something to kind of stop this momentum for Mount Carmel, because another touchdown here as we're closing in on the end of the third quarter could be all Mount Carmel needs here. So Peach with the snap, hands off to Kennard. Kennard is going to be just past, I think, the first down marker, right at the sticks here. They're going to spot it, and it's going to be a 3rd down. So
they're
going to give him the first down, which it appeared from up here that he had enough for the first down. So, but the side judge here was signaling 3rd down, but the head official steps in. Mount Carmel with the 1st down. On the Washington 30-yard line, as we are at 2:38 and counting here to go in the third quarter. Peach in the shotgun, takes a snap, hands off to Kennard. Kennard up the middle, tackled by Isaac Whitehead and Austin Moody, and that's going to be enough for another Mount Carmel 1st down. So Mount Carmel just kind of sticking with what brought them to the dance here with a heavy dose of Kennard and Peach, and they're moving the ball down the field here, threatening again as we are approaching 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Mount Carmel still leads Washington 28-0. Mount Carmel comes up to the line. Man in motion. And we got the Mount Carmel sideline screaming timeout. And we're going to take one right along with them. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Daviess County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668. Are you ready for some football? The End Zone in Washington is, with all your favorite team apparel for all the area high school teams. From t-shirts to hoodies, sweatshirts, and more in all colors and sizes. Highlight your favorite team and player with a personalized t-shirt or sweatshirt at the End Zone in Washington. Specializing in screen printing and embroidery with the latest print technology. Did you know the End Zone can even take care of the end of the year trophies too? Stop by at 308 East National Highway in Washington or call 254-1895.
Back here at the Snake Pit, Mount Carmel still on the move. First and 10 from the Washington 17-yard line. Peach takes a snap. Hands off to Kennard. Kennard, gain of about 3 on the play, so it's going to bring up a second and 7 here for Mount Carmel as they are inching ever closer to the end zone here with a minute 46 and counting left to go here in the third quarter. So Washington, defense has been on the field for a vast majority of this ball game, and you can kind of tell a little bit.
They're tired.
Especially the defensive line looks to be a little tired at this point. Peach looks to pass, throws the ball, and is caught by Rager. Rager fumbles the ball, but appears to have recovered it. Be that as it may, it appears that even after all that, Mount Carmel's going to have a first and goal here. And Rager's had a little bit of a tough night tonight. He's bobbled a kickoff or two, just hasn't really had full control of the football. So I know he's a heck of an athlete and still a youngster, as I believe he's only just a sophomore. So we'll be dealing with him for the next couple of years. So, you know, as they say, I guess Mount Carmel reloads, they don't rebuild. So.
Yeah, it's pretty much just like Jasper. Just, you know, they build their football program up from, you know, young generation, and there's our touchdown.
Fake handoff to Kennard. Peach with the touchdown pass to number 8, Blake Kite, as Mount Carmel now extends their lead on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 49 seconds to go in the third. Mount Carmel 34, Washington 0, as Hargrave is going to be on to attempt the extra point. So let's see what transpires here. Is Marcotte set to hold. Hargrave is set. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it is good. 49 seconds left to go here in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Mount Carmel 35, Washington 0. I was having a hard time there doing math all of a sudden. So
yeah, once the score starts getting up there, it's kind of hard keeping track of all them touchdowns. I do have a score for you. Eastern Green is currently beating North Central 29-28 with 1:25 left to go in the game. And then Sullivan, we talked about Trey Powell having a huge day at quarterback for them. They beat Greencastle 56-7. Sullivan is in our sectional. They are currently 5-1, which is their best start since 2000, 16 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, Sullivan is definitely
Well, we saw them play last year, and I was pretty impressed with their quarterback. Very mobile quarterback, but he has a terrific arm, and obviously, anytime you throw for 400 yards after three quarters and 7 touchdown passes, especially in high school, that's pretty good.
That's a good day at the office.
That really is.
Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. Hargrave puts the boot to it. Kind of a line driving kick that's going to sail out of bounds. So that's going to be a flag, and Washington's going to get a little better field position out of this. As the ball, it appeared, went out of bounds at about the 10-yard line, so pretty good kick by Hargrave, but just kind of sailed out of bounds. So Washington will take advantage of the extra yards, as they will have a first and 10 coming up. Let's see where they spot the ball. It's kind of hard from this angle to actually tell where the down in this far end of the field. It's a little hard to see exactly where they spot the ball, where it goes out of bounds, things of that nature. So looks like Washington is going to take over at about the it's going to be right at the 35-yard line. I guess that's where it goes to anyway. I don't know why I was trying to. I got to just stop doing math, because once it gets past 20 and I don't have any more fingers and toes,
hey, there's
nothing left for me to do.
That's where I'm the stats guy. That's where you need someone like me, John. That's why I'm here.
Well, as we digress, Washington is going to take over first and 10, 35. Hand off to Moody. Moody, nowhere to run. Little extracurriculars after the play.
Yeah, Moody's definitely frustrated. Hasn't had the night he's really wanted. Really outside of that 75-yard kickoff return that put the Hatchets at great field position in the first quarter, Austin really hasn't done much. He only has 3 yards rushing and 9 carries. So, again, as big of a player as he is, Mount Carmel has done a great job in the film study, and he's pretty much a marked man out there.
Washington, second and 10. They're going to have to get a playoff.
Yeah, need to really hurry up. 2 seconds.
Mahias takes a snap. Back to pass. Throws it over the middle. Throws it just behind Marcus Thorne with 1 second left on the clock to go here in the third quarter. Is going to bring up a third and 10 for the Hatchets. Third and 10 from their own 35-yard line. 1 second left to go here in the third quarter. Hatchets up to the line. Mahias is going to be in the shotgun. Penley and Isaac Whitehead in the backfield along with him. Hand off to Isaac. No.
Is that a fumble? Yeah, it was a fumble.
It looked like I don't know that Isaac ever really got the handoff. And Mount Carmel recovers the fumble.
It's a tough way to end the third quarter.
It is. And with that, on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, as we get ready to start the fourth quarter, Mount Carmel 35, Washington 0. Going to take a quick 60-second timeout. As you're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Hi, this is Clara Myers from Myers LP Gas in Washington. Propane offers many advantages to natural heat. It is a perfect choice for your home or business. Propane is used for everything from cooking ranges and clothes dryers to fireplaces and pool heaters. The best part, it will save you money. Call Myers LP Gas in Washington to fill your tanks and be ready for the upcoming season. 254-6809, Myers LP Gas. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family. Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then 4 options to press 1 and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy, the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin.
Back here at the Snake Pit, as we start the fourth quarter, Mount Carmel attempted to throw the ball, and I think we're going to get a pass interference call on Jackson Marcotte, an offensive pass interference, it appears, but I've been known to be wrong before. Looks like he actually tackled Marcus Thorne as the ball is still in the air. So let's see what they come up with here. But it's what it appears to be from up here, as the official is getting ready to tell us what's going to happen. And for once, I think I'm right. So, yeah, that's going to be a offensive pass interference, as the ball was in the air. Marcus Thorne had great coverage on Jackson Marcotte. Marcotte being 6'7", kind of got tangled up there and tackled Marcus Thorne. Well, the ball is still in the air, so that's going to back Mount Carmel up to the Washington 39-yard line as it's going to bring up a first and 25 for Mount Carmel as we are just underway here in the fourth quarter. Peach in the shotgun takes a snap. He's going to throw it. Almost intercepted. Daniel Devine almost came up with a huge interception. And had he picked that off, I don't know that anybody would have caught him because it was thrown out in the flat. He had a head of steam going towards the end zone, but wasn't able to come up with it. So it's going to bring up a second and 25 for Mount Carmel. Still on the Hatchet 39-yard line as, you know, at this point, I think Mount Carmel's probably just trying to test out a few plays that they haven't seen before.
Well, that's what I have to believe. They're up 35 in the fourth quarter. Don't know what else they'd be throwing it for.
Kinnard with a head of steam up the middle. He's off to the races and is going to be brought down by Jaden Penley and Austin Moody after a gain of just about 25 yards. And I think that's going to give Mount Carmel a fresh set of downs here. See where they spot the ball. And that is good enough for a Mount Carmel first down. So Kinnard picked up a head of steam there. 26-yard gain on the play. Mount Carmel with a first and 10 on the Washington 14-yard line with 11:37 and counting here in the fourth quarter.
On 22 carries, Kinnard has 207 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns.
Peach back to pass. Throws it to Marcotte. Broken up by Thorne, and they're going to flag Marcus Thorne.
Well, you know, you can't go against it. I thought Marcus was just a tad late there, but, you know, it kind of reminiscent of the second quarter when I thought Marcus got hit a little late. But, you know, it is what it is, and the Hatchets now are going to be faced with some really tough position as Mount Carmel's going to have a first and goal at the 7-yard line.
Well, when you got a receiver that's 6'7", you just throw the ball up to him. It makes things a lot easier for the Mount Carmel folks. So haven't utilized that a whole lot today, but they will at some point. Pass out to Rager. Rager cuts it back in for the Mount Carmel touchdown. 7-yard touchdown pass from Peach to Austin Rager as Mount Carmel extends their lead on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 11:18 left to go in the game. Mount Carmel with 41, looking to make it 42, Hatchet 0. So, you know, this is a tough place to play. This is a really good team, and I don't really think that the score at 41, getting ready to be probably 42-0, is really indicative of the way the Hatchets played. I think it's been a lot closer, but just the second half, as the extra point try is up and good. You know, this is where you see the lack of numbers come into play for Washington against a Mount Carmel team that, you know, realistically, let's be honest, this Mount Carmel team is probably better than Washington. But Washington did a great job of hanging in there in the first half, and it just kind of looks like the Hatchets are kind of just running out of gas here in the second half. And, you know, I don't want to make excuses for them. It is what it is. But Washington overall has done a good job for a majority of this game, and it's just at this point later in the game, the Hatchets are a little tired, a lot of players with their hands in their hips, and it's just one of the byproducts of only having 30-some-odd kids on your football team. So
it's definitely a struggle. And, you know, obviously Coach Durnell knows what he's up against. He knew what he was up against tonight. I still love the fight from these kids. Their efforts have been fantastic, to say the least. And, you know, the score doesn't warrant how tough these kids are and how tough of a football team we are. You know, these next 11 minutes, it's all about just going out there, seeing who can make some plays. And, you know, I think the big thing right now is putting up a score. You know, we'll see, obviously, moving forward, if the Hatchets can do that. Mount Carmel's defense has been stingy and tough all night, but gotta believe the Hatchets are close to a breakthrough.
Hargrave kicks it off. Kicks it deep. And it's going to roll through the end zone, it appears. So it's going to be a touchback. And the nice folks here at Mount Carmel have given us 3 points to put on the scoreboard.
I'm not sure where they've come from, because I know for a fact we've only kicked one field goal, and that was blocked and went wide. So unless they just decided that, hey, you know what, you guys have played hard enough, you deserve the points, I'd take that. But, you know, obviously, I don't know. It's I'm a little confused by it. 42-3, according to the Mount Carmel scoreboard, but in our minds, it's 42-0.
Well, in reality, it's 42-0 in favor of Mount Carmel. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that will warrant a running clock for the rest of the game as long as Mount Carmel is up by 40. So we'll see if I can be right twice in one game here. As Mejias throws it out to Thorne. Pass complete. Thorne still on his feet. Thorne is going to be wrestled down after a gain of about 8 on the play. Loses his helmet in the process. Going to be 2nd and 2 for Washington, as Marcus will have to come off for a play. Daniel Devine checks in for Thorne as he gets his helmet resituated. 10:25 and counting in the fourth quarter. 2nd and 2 for Washington. Ball on their own 28-yard line. Mejias is going to be in the gun. A little bit of an odd formation here by Washington, as just set up an extra blocker for Mejias. Mejias keeps it around the outside, still on his feet. Gain of about 10 on the play, so that's going to be good enough for a hatchet first down. So,
you know, I'm a little surprised we haven't seen more of that. You know, an option quarterback's run from Jose. We know he's capable of running the football. Got a nice gain of about 9, maybe even 10 yards on the play. So great run by Jose to get a first down for this hatchet team.
First set of downs for the Hatchets at their own 37-yard line. 9:35 to go here in the game. Mejias going to do a little fake reverse action to Moody. Moody around the corner. He's got a blocker. He's still on his feet. Finally drug down, by number 34 for Mount Carmel, Derek Sutton. But after a gain of about 25 on the play, so the Hatchets are moving the sticks here, as that will set up a first down, 1st and 10, on the Mount Carmel 35-yard line.
It just feels like Austin was waiting for a big play like that. His longest run was on his first carry, which was for 5 yards. Ever since, it's been mainly either loss of yards or 2 or 3 yards. Get a gain of 28 there, so big carry from Austin there, obviously to give him a boost of steam going into the next game. I think that's all Jake Durnell wants right now, is just to build some confidence going into the next game.
Mejias is going to keep it, and is going to be brought down in the backfield by Isaac Wilson from Mount Carmel. Going to be a loss of about 3 on the play, so going to bring up a 2nd and 13 for Washington.
John, I got to stop the presses, because final score from Vincennes, North Knox gets their first win over Vincennes Lincoln since 1985.
You're kidding me.
Final score, 20-18. Vincennes Lincoln, which is our next opponent, next Friday night at Hatchet Hollow.
Vincennes has lost 2 games in a row.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, the fact they lost to Jasper last week in double overtime, I'm wondering if they kind of came in tonight knowing it was their homecoming, thinking, you know, maybe a huge win is on the horizon. And how about North Knox? North Knox has got 4 wins this season. We thought that could very well be a win on the football season. But I tell you what, North Knox, they play like that, it's not going to be an easy one for the Hatchets on senior night when we play them.
Not at all, but definitely a surprising score coming out of Knox County. Mejias on a 3rd and 7, back to pass, screen pass, middle screen to Isaac Whitehead. Is not going to go anywhere. Maybe a gain of 2 on the play, as Mount Carmel had that figured out. I want to take a chance while we have a little bit of lull in the action here to give a shout-out to one of my son's good buddies, Scotty Walls, who is in training to be a professional fisherman, I think. So appreciate some of the youngsters there, freshmen at Washington, tuning in to us tonight as we are coming up on a 4th and 4 here with 6:41 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Can we get a fishing program in Washington High School?
I would be all for it. And Mejias throws it incomplete as Wes Edwards pulls up on the route. Was a little bit of miscommunication there because Wes was just sat down on the route as he was defended. Jose thought he should keep going, and the incomplete pass, excuse me, is going to give the ball back to Mount Carmel on down.
Just like Eric, I'll stop you right there just for a second, and then I'll let you continue. You did point out that the clock is running, so obviously with the even though the ball is shifting possession, the clock is continuing to run. We're currently under 6 minutes. It's an Illinois rule that you don't see in Indiana. In Indiana, normally the coaches will meet up normally at halftime if the game's way out of place. But this time, it doesn't matter when, if it's a 40-point game, the clock will run. Looks like a timeout's been called.
It looks like they were running a little shy on the play clock there, so Mount Carmel's going to take a timeout. And we will finish thanking our sponsors here while we have a moment. McDonald's of Washington, apply to join our team today. Gill Funeral Home, the area's first choice since 1872. Heller's Unlimited, call Charlie at 812-610-0055 for lawn and snow services. The Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington, or visit WashingtonChryslerCenter.com. Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need care the most. I want to thank our sponsors for all their support for this Hatchet football team. And, you know, the outcome's not going to be in our favor tonight, but there definitely are some positive things that the Hatchets can take from this game, more so in the first half, that can move forward, especially to Vincennes. And, you know, with the Alices losing two games in a row, who knows what's going to happen next week. Hatchets looks like got a few subs in here for Mount Carmel as we're at 5:30 and counting here in the fourth quarter. It looks like number 13 freshman Aiden Gill is now in at quarterback as he was able to gain 2 yards in the last play to bring up a 2nd and 8 for Mount Carmel. And Washington started to make a few substitutions of their own.
Yeah, I see number 15 for Washington, Dalton Irvin checking in, number 5 Bradley Decker, Austin Moody checking out. So both teams getting in some substitutes as this game winds down.
Mount Carmel with a gain of about 2 or 3 on the play as number 25, Trevor Peterson, another freshman on the carry. He's going to bring up a 3rd and 8.
Number 45, Fisher Owens, a 6'1", 195 freshman, is checking in for the first time in this game for Washington.
And number 70, Anthony Gontraman, is going to be in on the D-line as we are at 4:24 and counting here in the third quarter. Gill in the shotgun, takes a snap. He's going to keep it up the middle. Short gain for Mount Carmel. He's going to bring up a 4th and we'll call it 6-7. So, Washington able to get a few players some a little extra time tonight under unfortunate circumstances for the Hatchets, but you know, be that as it may, you know, we got to give credit to Mount Carmel as they will continue to be undefeated on the season and remain atop the Big 8.
Well, there's a reason why they're undefeated, and now they'll be 3-0 in the Big 8. They've really played well on both sides of the football. They came into this game averaging 38 points per game and 11 points only giving up defensively. They're a solid group all around. I haven't seen so much of their special teams tonight, so I'm not sure how big of a factor they are there. But there's no doubt this team's going to compete for a Big 8 title like they do every year. There's no doubt Darren Peach is probably one of the better coaches here in the and probably in the Southern Illinois area, and rightfully so with his record of 135 wins, 45 losses, and his 16 years of work here at Mount Carmel.
.251 and counting. Mount Carmel going to punt it away. Short punt is wisely left alone by the Hatchets as they will take over. They'll have a first and 10 from their own 46-yard line. So let's see what Washington can do here with 2:28 to go in the game. Obviously, it won't matter as far as the final outcome, but you never really want to go. You really don't want to be shut out.
Well, you don't, and the Hatchets haven't been shut out this season. So, you know, it'll be interesting how the Hatchets kind of play this out these final 2 minutes and counting. Obviously, knowing our opponents, Vincennes Lincoln, and knowing they suffered a defeat from North Knox tonight, right now you're just trying to build confidence for that game. And already knowing that it's a rival game, it's going to be big. And obviously the Hatchets want to come out and just kind of finish this game off well, so they can go into the next game with a lot of confidence.
Mejias just out of the reach of Austin Moody as Moody was open over the middle, but the ball was just out of his reach. So
I got a funky stat for you. Obviously, we talked about how big of a performance Trey Powell has had at quarterback for Sullivan, a team that will be in our sectional again this year. The last 2 weeks, he has thrown for 856 yards, 14 touchdowns, and they said this kid hasn't picked a college yet. How interesting is that? And they also say their wide receiver set a school record, Dakota Caton, 5 touchdown catches.
Mejias back to pass. Throws it deep downfield to Wes Edwards.
There you go.
Got it.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Hatchets.
Well, we said we couldn't go away with not scoring any points, and there you go. There's something you can put in your cap and head into next Friday against Vincennes Lincoln with a score like that.
Nice 50-yard touchdown play from Mejias to Edwards. Gets the Hatchets on the board.
And it's nice to know that the Mount Carmel student section's given us a wild cheer, I'd have to believe. They're going nuts over there. Maybe, you know, they're happy for us. We scored a touchdown, I hope.
I highly doubt that. My guess is that there is some other chicanery going on over there that we can't see.
Shenanigans,
chicanery. All the things that high school students do.
Well, you know, I was a high school student once.
Moody puts it up through the upright, so with 102 left to go in the game on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Mount Carmel 42, Washington 7. I was a high school student once, too, but that was that was 20 years ago.
Oh, I was a high school student 2 years ago, and I saw that in student sections. It's, you know, if it pumps up a team, you know, more credit to them. I wasn't involved in the cheer block much, knowing that I was, you know, on the basketball team and baseball team and all that. But, you know, obviously with the cheer block, there's a lot of passion, there's a lot of pride, and they try to, just like the cheerleaders, fire a team up. And you know, I even see some band members are in the Mount Carmel student section, so they're getting pretty rowdy up in there.
Well, this was their homecoming, and they're going to come out on the winning end of it. So they have a right to celebrate. They got a great football team here, and obviously, the few years that I lived here, 1 year the team went to state, the other year they should have went to state, were beat in a real close game against Breeze to get to state. So, you know, the expectations for this Mount Carmel team are high, and they're obviously going to again be in the playoffs this year. So, you know, they have a lot to cheer about. And, you know, Washington, we're going in the right direction. We're not where Mount Carmel is, obviously, but Jake Durnell is making huge strides to get the program headed in that direction.
Well, I've already seen huge strides from this year to last year. Number one, We beat North Davies for the first time since 2012. That was a huge accomplishment, getting that helmet back. Another thing is we won a Big 8 conference game for the first time in 5 years. So these kids know that they have what it takes to go out and win and compete in football games every Friday night. They showed it in that first half, obviously with the depth issues. We were a little gassed in this second half. But, again, a lot of credit goes to Mount Carmel. This is a really excellent football team. And, you know, I'm interested to find out how they do down the road, because they still got to play Jasper. They still got to play Vincennes Lincoln. So it'll be interesting to see how their play intensifies moving forward.
And we are 40 seconds and counting here as the game is going to wind down. And I just now starting the play clock, so this is probably going to be it. As Mount Carmel takes their time coming to the line, they're going to take a knee, and that is going to do it as far as the game goes. We're going to take a quick timeout before we get to the postgame show. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Mount Carmel 42, Washington 7. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Davies County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
Save big bucks on great trucks at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get 20% off selected Ram 1500 trucks during the Ram Power Day sale. Up to $10,000 off selected vehicles. Don't you want to drive the longest lasting pickup on the road? If you want the best deals and biggest savings, head to Washington Chrysler Center now. It's not just a better deal, it's a better buying experience. WashingtonChryslerCenter.com.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere alongside Eric Wilson back here at the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel for the Sterling & Company postgame show. And Eric, tough night for the Hatchets, but definitely had some things that they will be able to build from tonight moving into next week against the Vincennes Lincoln Alices.
Well, there's always something to look forward to and to build off of every game. The Hatchets figured out tonight that, you know, this was, I think, the best team they've played this year. I thought, you know, Mount Carmel, you know, really did a great job. We tried different things with running the football from, you know, Austin Moody. Gunnar Williams was very effective tonight on the ground. I thought he did a great job. But overall, Mount Carmel's defense was very stifling, and their offense was just very versatile. I mean, you've got athletes like Trevor Kennard, and as well as Dax Peach at quarterback. You're gonna be a really good football team. No need to hold your head high if you're the Hatchet team and Hatchet fans. Again, nothing to sulk about. You played a great team. You played as hard as you could. Now it's just about looking at the game film, seeing what you did wrong, seeing what you can look forward to going into that next game against Vincennes Lincoln. And I'm looking forward to it because I want to see how this team builds off of a loss coming off of what was two straight victories against North Davies and Mount Vernon.
Absolutely. And we're going to take another quick timeout, and we'll be back to wrap up the Sterling & Company postgame show as we will give out a few awards and talk to Hatchet head coach Jake Durnell. You're listening to the Sterling & Company postgame show on Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Great savings all month long at your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Stop by and fill up your tank and grab some great specials inside the store. Prairie Farms 2% milk, 1 gallon, just $2.99. Gatorade 20-ounce bottles, 2 for $2.22. Select bags of Frito-Lay chips, 2 for $2. And 3 12-packs of Pepsi products for only $11. Many more specials throughout the store. Stop by and save big at your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
How far do you travel to get the orthopedic, sports medicine, and physical therapy care you need? With the advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives available right in your own backyard, there's no reason to travel far from home. Dr. Marcus Thorne, along with our physical therapy team, provide professional care with a personal touch. To find out more about our team, call Davies Community Hospital at 812-254-2760. That's 254-2760.
When buying insurance, finding protection close to home is always better. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. When you call our office, you will always speak to an agent. Our staff will work hard to help you get the right, affordable coverage that you need. Give us a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere back here at the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel as we are working through the Sterling & Company postgame show. And I am joined now by Hatchet head football coach Jake Durnell. Coach, ran into a tough team tonight.
Yeah, probably in my opinion the best team in the Big 8. I know they haven't played Jasper yet, but and we knew that coming in that this was going to be a really tough test for us. I tell you what, and I told the boys, I was proud of their effort in the first half especially, but I told them not to hang their heads. I know it was 42-7, but it's a really, really good football team with tremendous, tremendous team speed. I mean, they played so fast. Even Austin Moody came over in that first quarter. He said this is the fastest defense we've seen, and I agreed with him.
And, yeah, definitely. And that was, you know, for the people who were here and listening at home, you know, Austin Moody, every game up until this point, has been able to hit the corner and get outside. And tonight really wasn't able to do that because there was just so much speed from everybody, linebackers, defensive ends, everybody. It just it was really hard to get outside.
Yeah, and the game plan coming in was not to get Moody on the edges because I knew they run a 4-2-5 defense, and they really spread. I mean, they put 22 and 22 of their best players, and 44 was a little better than I thought he was watching him on film. He's a quick kid too, but I knew Moody would not be as effective on the edges as he was the last couple games. So my game plan coming in was to spread it out and get some quick throws and keep Moody in the middle to have them kind of spy him and get some quick throws out to the edges to Marcus and Jaden and Wes and Fox. But it just wasn't working for us. So we went back to some power football there in the second quarter and started feeding the ball to Gunner. And I thought Gunner did a nice job there just putting his head down and keeping his legs moving. He's a tough kid to tackle when he gets going.
Yeah, Gunner definitely had his best game offensively of the season. And then the other thing is, too, you know, your defense, although, you know, going into halftime it's 14-0, but causing 4 turnovers in a half against this kind of football team has got to give you – I mean, it's something to build on, and you got to be proud of the way they played, and especially in the first half.
Yeah, definitely proud of the effort in the first half, but we got to convert on those turnovers. You know, we missed a field goal, fourth down conversion – or fourth down play there in the goal line. We got broke up. I think we missed a pass in the corner. I'm not – for sure if it was a drop or what. I'll have to watch it on film. But, you know, we had our opportunities to put points on the board, and even a three that field goal, you know, would have gave us a little bit of hope and momentum there in that first half after going through some hard times with some of the, I guess they call them penalties, and the safety that was taken off the board. But I'll digress on that. But, you know, I was proud of the effort in the first half. I just wish we would have converted on some of those turnovers.
Yeah, that definitely, you know, could have changed some of the momentum, obviously. But, you know, be that as it may, the calls were what they were, and you know.
And that's what I told the kids. I was like, at halftime, you know, we got the short end of the straw in those calls, but they're not going to change them. So we gotta move on. We can argue about them for about 30 seconds, and we just have to move on. That's just, you know, learning to overcome adversity.
Right, and you know, this Big 8 conference schedule is pretty relentless. And as the folks tuning in tonight know already, that Vincennes Lincoln has lost their second game in a row, and that is who will be coming to Hatchet Hollow next weekend. So obviously, you know, as we talked off the air, we, you know, don't know if Vincennes is kind of regressing or if North Knox is really improving. So either way, we got to play both of them. So either way, you know, as we get through the last few games of the season, it's not going to be any easier really for you guys.
Oh yeah. I mean, this is the part of the schedule I call the gauntlet with Mount Carmel, Vincennes, Jasper, and, you know, three of the top teams normally in the Big 8 here back to back to back. But yeah, I'm interested to watch that film. That North Knox and Vincennes game, you know, obviously we have both of them coming up on the schedule. I know Coach Chambers has those kids working hard there at North Knox. They have a bright future with Coach Chambers, but definitely interested in watching that film. I know Vincennes likes to throw the ball, so we're going to have to, you know, do our best job to cover the Cotter kid, who's about a 6'4", 6'5", receiver that has some wheels too. So we have our work cut out for this week, and that's what I told the boys. You know, we lick our wounds tonight, and then we come out and we start focusing on Vincennes tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. No, can't take any weeks off, and you can't take weeks off ever during the season, but especially through the gauntlet, as you call it. So, but you know, overall, I think that, you know, there's a number of things that you can take away from and build on that your team performed and did some certain things against a caliber team like Mount Carmel that you can use to build on going into these last three games of the season.
Yeah, win or lose, it's always a learning process. So we'll watch film tomorrow morning, and we'll highlight some of the things we did right, and we'll definitely highlight some of the things we did wrong. That's what coaching is all about. So you know, we'll start to get tomorrow, and we'll start focusing on what we need to correct for Vincennes.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time, and we will talk to you again next Friday as the Vincennes Link analysis make their way to Hatchet Hollow. So we will return to wrap up the Sterling & Company postgame show, give out a few awards. You are listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Getting a Coke at McDonald's is easier done than said. How so? Well, by the time I finish the sentence, you could have already pulled up to the drive-thru window, handed over a dollar, and grabbed your Coke. Instead, you're listening to me just talk to you about how delicious, fizzy, and amazing a Coke from McDonald's would be when you could already be enjoying the happiness I'm describing. In fact, right now, you'd be like four tasty gulps in. Mmm, that fourth gulp. Man, it's special. McDonald's Coke. Always convenient, always just a dollar for every size. A la carte only, price and participation may vary.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973.
When I was a kid, I loved cars. To me, having a great car was just part of the American dream. Having my own dealership was also something I dreamed of. After years of hard work and help from a lot of family and friends, now every single day I get to see people get their part of the American dream. That's what Ford means to me. Come to Bill Dobson Ford. We're fair, we're hometown, and a handshake still seals the deal with us. Come visit Bill Dobson Ford and see the American dream going strong.
This is Clint Baldwin at Southside One Stop. We are open and ready to serve you on Highway 57 South in Washington, a half mile south of the bypass. The Southside One Stop is full service, so we pump your fuel for you 7 days a week. Visit our Southside One Stop on Highway 57 South of Washington. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays, and with credit card pumps, you can actually fuel up 24 hours a day. Freddie Energy and Southside One Stop. Fueling your everyday life.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Eric Wilson back here at the Snake Pit as we are about to wrap up the Sterling & Company post-game show. Eric, let's hand out a few awards here. Let's start off with the Player of the Game, brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman and Heller's Unlimited. Eric, who is that going
to
be?
Well, I think it deserves to be Gunnar Williams. Gunnar would be getting his first MVP of the Year award. I thought he did a lot of good things on the ground, had about 50 yards rushing, which isn't a lot, but he was really the hatchet player that Mount Carmel really struggled with defensively. Not only that, Gunner's, you know, as typical as he is, he's always flying around on defense, you know, being the defensive end slash linebacker that he is. You know, he's just a special player, 6'1", 195, big body. I thought he was very deserving tonight.
Yeah, had his best game offensively of the season and definitely deserving of the Player of the Game award. So next up on the list is the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, and we're going to give that to Marcus Thorne. Marcus did a great job, you know, on both sides of the ball, did a good job, had a couple nice receptions, had an interception on the defensive end. Lots of tackles, just, you know, all around, did a really good job. Marcus is a, you know, an outstanding player, and just as a junior, we're going to be able to have a whole nother season after this one to see what he can do, and he has done a great job all season and very deserving of the High Energy Player of the Game award tonight. And last but not least is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and Eric, who's that going to?
Well, you know, the offense and defensive lines really struggled tonight, but I think there was one player that really kept his head, was tough and physical on every play, ergo the four tough player. I think it's Jeffrey Byler. You know, Jeffrey's a senior. He's one of the captains on this team. He takes a lot of pride in being on this Hatchet football team, as well as everybody else. Jeff didn't quit when things were going tough. Obviously, he fought his hardest against what was a very good Mount Carmel offensive and defensive line. And Jeff gets his first award of the year, so congratulations to Jeffrey Byler.
Yeah, Jeffrey did a good job tonight on both sides of the ball, so definitely deserving of the Ford Tough Player of the Game. So, well, Eric, any parting words of wisdom as we get ready to wrap up the Sterling & Company post-game show here?
Well, it was a tough game, as always, when you play Mount Carmel, especially when you play them here in the Snake Pit. You know, it's a different atmosphere that you normally receive when you go to any other away game. I don't think this Hatchet team was phased. I really don't. I think this team came out with a purpose and a motive. They stuck to their guns in the first half. They were really, really keen on getting turnovers. They just couldn't convert on those turnovers. And then when the second half came around, Mount Carmel still had plenty of subs. They were fresh, and we weren't. And that the depth is going to be such an issue for the rest of the year. You know, as you hate to say it, it just is. But the kids are tough. They fight it out on every play, every game. I'm excited to see how we can bounce back against Vincennes Lincoln. Obviously, they got a surprise loss against North Knox. It'll be interesting how Vincennes Lincoln comes out next Friday. And it's a rivalry game. It's at Hatch Hollow, and we haven't beaten Vincennes in 5 years. And I know these kids are itching, especially players like Austin Moody are itching to beat Vincennes Lincoln. So I'm interested to find out what happens. You know, I know this Hatchet team wants to get back on the field, see what they can fix from their wrongs in this game. Can't wait for next Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's going to be a tough game against Ben Sims, but one that I know Coach Durner will have the kids ready for. And look forward to joining everybody again next Friday as we will be back at home at Hatchet Hollow as the Vincennes Link Analysis come to Washington. We want to thank you for tuning in this evening. And for Eric Wilson, I'm John Gear, and we will see you next Friday. You've been listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchets Football on Memories, 107.9 WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast, sponsored in part by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalow, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, The End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, The Gill Funeral Home, The Kingpin Bowling Center, The Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman, Heller's Unlimited, and Boyd Grain in Washington. Listen next Friday night for the next exciting broadcast of Washington Hatchets Football on WAMW. We now return to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.